It's Friday Night Lights. Time for Bradford Owls High School football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM. Streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com. Here's Cam Snodgrass and Ryan Mackey with all the action. Let's go, Owls.
Good afternoon and welcome to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. I am Cam Snodgrass, joined by my counterpart, my partner in crime, Ryan Mackey. Ryan, how are we tonight?
I'm doing fantastic, buddy. Last game of the year.
Yep.
Sad to see the season end, to be honest with you, but at the same time, a little excited to get to move on to some other things that I got going on. So just hope to see an Owls victory tonight to get on the board and not finish the season with only one win. Like to see him get this one out tonight.
Well, the work's cut out in front of them because they are playing 7-2 Kane, who they have a lot of good wins, but they do have two bad losses this year.
Yep.
But they are a run heavy team, and Kane, again, they're 7-2, but they're averaging 31.5 points per game and allowing 18.2 points per game. And that's something where the Owls have struggled this year is defensively, and Kane brings plenty of that on the offensive side of the ball. They can basically score from mainly, like I said, rushing, but they can pass the ball with junior quarterback Eric Navasel.
Yeah, I mean, they have Navasel, and then their big heavy hitters, Evan Anderson, senior running back. Last year did a little bit of running, not as involved as a running back. Played mainly tight end last year, but this year they've really got him involved, averaging over 8 yards a carry. But I think the big story here for me is Kane's head coach, Matt Bodemer, who, if you have been following high school football for more than 10 years or so, you've heard that name everywhere for the longest time.
So I'm from Port Allegheny originally, and
yep.
So I never got to play with Matt because Matt was – so when I was a senior, he would have been in eighth grade. So never got to play with Matt. And,
yep.
But Matt was so obviously Gatorade Player of the Year. He took Port Allegheny when he was a quarterback. It was him, Tyson Miller, a couple other players. He took him to the state semifinals where they played Clarendon tough. They – we're only down 7-0 at halftime, and then Clarendon rattled off 42 straight points in the second half. But, yeah, Matt Bodemer, if there's anyone that knows football, his dad's a football coach. Mike Bodemer was my coach at Port Allegheny.
Yep.
But, yeah, coming from a big football family, the kid knows football.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, it's pretty evident so far. He took over in June of 2024, a season after Kane went 0-10. In the 2023-2024 season, went 3-7 last year. And then now coming into today at 7-2, it's a huge turnaround for them just over a 3-year stretch. And this year they're outscoring opponents by 120 points. And I mean, you can't ask for a much better turnaround than what he's given. They're going to be having a playoff game next week as well. So, I mean, he's turned this program around in a little under 2 years, and that's a testament to the kind of football knowledge that he does have. And it's going to be interesting to see how these two, who, again, we kind of saw this earlier in the year, too, where we're at two different coaching times of their careers. Jeff Puglio at his stage of his career. Yep. Matt Bodemer just getting started in his second full season at the helm for Kane. Curious to see how they interact with each other.
I just saw a ladybug, and I am completely terrified of ladybugs. So if you could
you want
take
to grab
care,
it?
No, I would like for you to take care of that. Speaking of things, there's been a lot of talk about what's going on with the head coaching job at Bradford, and word on the street and word from multiple sources is today will be the final game for Coach Jeff Puglio as the head coach for the Owls.
Yep.
I've heard that from players. Apparently it was discussed at halftime during last week's game on senior night. So if that's the case, which I believe it is, best luck for Jeff, obviously, in this game and in any future endeavors that he does do coaching-wise.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we talked about it. I have not a super close relationship with Jeff, but I do have a personal relationship with him. I know him. I will stop and talk to him outside of here. But I think after the rough stretch that Bradford has endured basically since 2018 and the previous stretches that we've had prior even to that, I think Coach Puglio is a smart enough guy to know that maybe it's time for a new voice and a new face to the team.
Yep.
So if it happens to be his final game, I absolutely wish him nothing but the best. I'd obviously never wish any ill will on anybody by any means. So wish him nothing but the best. And if he decides to come back and coach, then that's his prerogative, and he absolutely has that right to do that. But like I said, if it is his last game coaching, he had a couple really good seasons, coached some really good teams at one point or another. And, I mean, that's just how this game goes, right? You just kind of...
Unfortunately, it's how the cookie crumbles, and it doesn't always crumble in your favor. But the Owls are taking the field right now. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with the Kathy Obermeyer team VP starting lineup, and then we'll go from there, give you some more cues on the game. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction does everything from the ground up, including excavation, concrete, and foundation work, carpentry, landscaping, and more. See Gleason for bulk ground products as well, like mulch, gravel, topsoil, and salt for wintertime. See them at GleasonConstruction.com to see all they can do for you.
Toji's Substation is the friendly fun place. Always the best homemade food in town, prepared right in front of you. Giant fat subs, great pizza, meaty chicken wings, and hand-smashed burgers. Plus delicious soups, chili, and huge salads. Also a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beer, including Toji's Buck of Beer specials to go, and the fastest six packs in town. 50 years of great food and fun, and they're open 7 days a week. Whether you eat in or take out, get always fast service and delicious food at Toji's Substation, 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
When you need help on the road, like a flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles, remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's got your back, 24/7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
Real estate is not a trend, it's a fact of life. Whether you're buying or selling a property, call a professional before you begin your journey. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy will take the time to provide you with the information you need to help you make the best real estate decision. Kathy has years of experience in the real estate market and can educate you in making the right choice. Her motto is, planning is key. Call Kathy Obermeyer with ERA Team VP Real Estate today to discuss your present or future plans. Call 814-368-3994.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We are still in the pregame, Ryan, and what I want to do is get to the Owls starting lineup because it looks like we do have a lot of bodies back this week for the final game of the season. So if you could please give us our Kathy Obermeyer, Team VP Real Estate, Owls starting lineup.
So status quo, for the most part, Andrew Giordano will be at the helm at quarterback. Tommy Langdon and Logan Kohler will be in at your running backs. Well, Tommy, I guess, plays half fullback. But Logan Kohler, Fabian Shirk at your halfbacks, and then Braylon Austin and Max Warner will be getting the start again at wide receiver. For your offensive line, it's going to be Blake Callahan at left tackle, Jake Ebers at left guard, Jeremy Pierce at center, Bryce Thomas at right guard, and Jacob Bang at right tackle. And tight end senior Caden Keyshore is getting his start in his usual spot. And then on the defense, defensive end Chase Neely and Andrew Giordano. Defensive tackle Bryce Thomas and Jake Ebers. At linebacker, it'll be Tommy Langdon, Matt DeCasper, Caden Keyshore, and Bentley Evans. At corner, Fabian Shirk and Brilliant Austin will be in their normal spots. And then, interesting enough, when I was talking to the coaches before we came live, they said it's either going to be Max Warner at safety or, depending on how Logan feels at during the pregame. So right now they already know if he's going to be playing safety or not, but he potentially may be playing safety, or if not, it's going to be Max Warner.
Oh, okay. I like that. I do like that.
Which we were talking on the way here. That's huge for their defense.
Yep.
If we have Logan Kohler on the back end to pick up any missing assignments or anything like
right.
that.
Yeah, especially to the who is it, Anderson, right, from Kane?
Yes.
To be able to stop him, and then Navasel. So that's huge if you get Logan Colery at full capacity, especially. And I wouldn't expect him to want to come off at all, either, with it being his final football game of his high school career.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I couldn't imagine him not trying to play both sides, all three faces of the ball. So I do have a question, Ryan.
What's up?
In order for the Owls to win tonight,
yep,
what needs to happen?
Stop Evan Anderson.
Okay.
That's the one and only thing. Yes, Eric Navasel can hurt you, and they do have a senior wide receiver, Luke Johnson, mm-hmm. that is also what wasn't playing throughout the majority of the season, came back, I think last week was his first game, and he had two touchdowns in that game last week. So they do have guys that will hurt you other than Evan Anderson, but with Anderson, you got a kid that is – he's got seven games over 100 yards rushing. He's sixth in all of single A with 1,178 yards rushing, 18 total touchdowns. He's the guy that they need to stop because when I was watching tape, Navasel, smart kid, throws a really nice touch ball, but doesn't have a lot of velocity behind his throws. He doesn't have that zip to his ball. He kind of throws some lame duck throws. Only has thrown two interceptions, but it's because he's smart and has really nice accuracy. Not a really powerful arm. So if we can stop the run and get him to throw the ball, that might lead to some possibilities for the defense to make a play, get some interceptions, and get some short field situations for Bradford's offense.
Well, unfortunately, the Owls haven't been able to stop the run this year. That's been their Achilles heel, mainly on defense, stopping the run.
Yep.
That's somewhere where they have struggled immensely, any runs to the outside being that. And then when they do decide that they wanted to stop the outside run, they're getting gashed in the middle. So you got to have that consistency on defense, especially on run defense. And you have to stop the run because, again, I say this every week, what sets up the pass is the run game.
Yep.
And the second that you bring that seventh or eighth guy in the box that they see is when they're going to start throwing it over your head, and that's where Navasel could have a big game for Kane. So it's got to be the priority tonight is stopping the run.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Navasel, really good athlete, three-sport athlete here for Kane. They will run direct snaps for him, but like I said, doesn't have the strongest arm velocity-wise. He can throw off platform. Shows a really nice touch, understands the offense. This is his second full year as a starter. He started as a sophomore last season, played a little bit as a freshman 2 years ago. So he understands how this system works because he's been Matt Bodemer's starter since Matt Bodemer was the head coach. So he understands the offense fully, and Matt Bodemer trusts him to make the right decision. So he put him in the positions that he needs to be successful.
Yeah, and it's senior night here, obviously, for Kane. I just saw one of the Kane guys.
Nope.
They were all running into each other, like getting hyped up.
And somebody's getting trampled right now as we speak. Somebody's laying on the ground getting jumped on.
It's football. So you can tell. Yeah, it's football. We were walking in here, and we saw – you didn't see it, but when I was looking over – you know the kids play football off to the side, which I love. I love that some schools allow that. I saw a kid get jacked. He went flying like 5 feet. He tried to tackle a kid that was like twice the size. And he got lit up.
I mean, kudos to the kid to try to tackle somebody twice his size.
Yeah.
Got to have that heart to do that. Got to have that dog.
You got to have that dog in you. And whoever that little kid was, I guarantee you. I wish I knew his name because I bet you here in about 6 years we would know his name in football.
Better go find out.
I also got to let everyone know that I am super full. We had Texas Hots.
Oof. Cameron is my best friend, so I feel comfortable saying this. He's a disgusting human being.
Yes.
Because he put away, what, four, five?
Five hot dogs.
Five hot dogs. One without a bun.
One without the bun.
One without the bun.
Yep. We'll have to get back to it because they're going to play the national anthem. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back with kickoff. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
What a beautiful rendition of the national anthem. They were talking about Bob Boyer, and I do have some story. I just found out that he passed away. I knew that an official passed away. I didn't know it was him, and Bob Boyer was one of the good ones. He coached a lot of ref a lot of our Raptor games.
Oh, okay.
He did drive over from Kane a lot to do that, too, to do a lot of our Raptor games. So to the Boyer family, thoughts and prayers are with them. So they're doing the coin toss now. So it looks like Bradford is going to receive the ball first. So Kane's going to receive in the second half. And I was told that Logan's going to be doing the kick returns and punt returns today, too. So
oh, is he back to it now?
Yeah, so we'll see if Kane watched any film to see if they're going to kick the Logan or not.
If they were smart, they did, because Logan Kohler is an electrifying return man.
He's a lightning bolt.
You can tell that injury that he has. I think you said it was an ankle.
Yep.
You can tell that it really has affected how he's played. I mean, I think he only got two carries last week, and which is very unusual for Bradford to only give him two carries. He hasn't been returning, and looks like he's jogging out there to return the kick now. So we'll see right now if Kane spoke about, hey, if Logan Kohler is back there returning, don't kick it to him, but we'll find out right here, right now.
Do you think that they have a hook and ladder play in the kickoff game?
I don't think you would do it. The only reason why I say no is because that would mean that you take the ball out of Logan's hands.
Right. Well, I'm saying if it goes before Logan, you think that they'd pitch it back to Logan? Would you not have that in?
Yeah, I 100% would.
All right, so here we go. Here's kickoff, and it's a good kick, and it looks like it's going to be returned by Logan at the 10-yard line. He's out to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, to the 35, to the 40, where he's going to be brought down around the 43, 44-yard line. So big pickup, big return by Logan Kohler. And, yeah, I think Kane tried to pooch it to him, and it sailed off from the kicker further than what they wanted to. So now we'll get our first look at the Owls tonight.
And see, here's the thing. So just with that return right there, the Owls came out on the field fired up because of the big return from Logan Kohler, and that's what he's fully capable of. So now I wonder if Matt Bodenrohr will say, oh, shoot, can't let that happen.
So the Owls not even coming out in wing T. They're going to come out in two double twins, two to the right, two to the left. Giordano ready for the snap, and it's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon, and he gets out of the backfield. There's probably about three wolves in the backfield. He gets out to – he picks up, we'll call it 2 yards. It's going to be a second and eight, maybe a long nine.
Yeah, so Bradford's offense is going to have a really, really tough time. And if they don't block two guys in particular, they're going to be in for a long night. Preston Dar and Isaiah Smith both lead this Kane defense, respectively, in tackles and sacks. So got to have two guys on them.
The Owls are hurrying up here. We're going to get the double twins look set again. So Giordano ready for the snap. And here he's going to drop back to pass, looking for a receiver, and he's intended for Logan Kohler at the 50-yard line. Falls incomplete. It's going to be third down and a long eight.
Yeah, quick little out route for Logan Kohler to the left-hand side towards the Bradford sideline. And, again, they're looking to get him in space. But I do kind of like the shift in formations here for Bradford, not going to their status quo wing T right out of the gate, going to this quad wide receiver set.
So double twins again, so still no wing T formation. Here we got Logan in the motion. It's going to be a shovel pass to Logan. He's trying to get to the outside. He's to the 45, out to the 46, where he's going to be brought down. So he'll pick up a pickup of one, and that's going to be fourth down and seven for the Owls.
Yeah, again, bringing Logan Kohler into motion, but they Bradford, as they've done throughout the year, struggling to set the edge there to make that play really pop. 54 for Kane. Did a really nice job there trying to see who that was. That's Isaiah Smith, who I just mentioned. So they gotta make sure they have a body on those two.
Owls going for broke here. They're going to go for it on the fourth and long. Nothing to lose here in the season. So Giordano's going to drop back to pass. Looking for a receiver, and he's going to be sacked at the 36-yard line. And I think that's Preston Dar there with the sack. So Kane's going to take over at the Owls' 36. They're going to mark him down at the 38-yard line. So big turnover on downs for the Wolves.
Yeah, big sack for Kane there. Preston Dar comes blitzing from the middle linebacker spot through the gap, and Andrew Jenner had no chance whatsoever.
No, that was a quick sack, too. Yes. He had no time. So we're going to first look here at the Wolves. They're going to come out with twins to the right. And Novosel is going to be a quarterback keeper. He's out to the 40. He's trying to get to the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be second and 10 for the Wolves.
Good job there by Braylon Austin coming down from his corner spot to make that tackle. And Novosel, like we said in the pregame, he will take some direct snaps here. But they kind of run a similar offense that we do. They like to throw people in motion, do a little shuttle pass to whoever it is that may be going in motion. Like they do a lot of screen passes. So something that Bradford's really familiar with.
So here's a look that looks like wing T for the Wolves, and here it's going to be a handoff. It's going to be a sweep. He's getting out to the 40. He's out to the 35, to the 33-yard line. As some laundry hits the field, so he picks up 5 yards, but we'll have to see what the penalty is.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to be holding on the left tackle here for Kane. But I won't. Can't confirm that. Yep, holding on Kane. So that'll push that run back. Holy cow, all the way back to the 49.
Yeah, the holding must have taken place in the backfield. Yep. So it's going to be a second down and 19 now for the Wolves. So after the holding ball, it's going to bring up a second down. And Novosel under center, running back behind him. He has two receivers to his right, single receiver closest to us, and it's going to be a handoff right up the middle, and he's out to the 45, out to the 40, down to the 36-yard line where he's brought down, so they get the penalty yardage back, and now it's going to be a third down and 8 for the Wolves.
Yeah, Evan Anderson. Listen, Max Preston has him listed as a tight end. I'm not quite sure what the situation is with that, but I was looking to see if they had his height and weight listed, but they do not, because he's a bigger body, not super quick, but very strong, very hard to bring down with just one person.
And we got a penalty flag on the field. And I don't know that they set their cadence in. They may have. So it might be a false start against the Wolves.
Yep.
So it's going to be a false start against Kane. And it's going to make it now, what was a third and 8? It's going to be a third and 13.
See, this is another way that Bradford could win this game, is if Kane shoots himself in the foot and Bradford's able to take advantage. Right now you got him at third and long. Turnover would be huge right here.
Third and long at the 41 at the Owls 41-yard line. Here's a quick pass, but Novosel is out to the 30, and he's going to be brought down. He's close to the first down. I think he's going to have it by a yard, so the chains will keep moving. So quick hitter play by Novosel. Good enough for first down.
Yeah, Caden Keyshore gets caught looking in the backfield a little bit, concerned about Novosel and Anderson. And I don't know who caught that. I couldn't tell who caught that pass, but he was able to just find a gap right beside Keyshore. Keyshore not paying attention, and easy pick and catch.
Novosel ready for the snap, and here's going to be a quick handoff to Anderson. He's out to the 20. He's going to be brought down around the 17 or 16-yard line, and I think it's going to be good enough for a first down, so 10-yard pickup for Anderson.
Yeah, easy handoff right up the middle. Like we said, Anderson very, very hard to bring down. He's a tough physical runner and not afraid of any contact, so Bradford has to be ready for him up the middle.
And they have to be ready for the no huddle, because I have not seen Kane huddle yet.
Correct.
So Novosel is going to have trips right, and he's going to have a receiver to the left, and it's going to be Anderson again. The Owls in the backfield, but unable to stop him. He's going to get out to the 15-yard line, so they'll pick up about 2.5 yards. It's going to bring up a second down in a 7 or 8.
Yeah, that looked like, it looks like Bentley Evans that shot in into the backfield there wasn't able to make the tackle. But that's the type of stuff that you have if you're Bradford, if you want to win this game, is you have to – those plays right there where you have an opportunity, you got to make the most of them.
So second and a long 7, we'll call it. And Navaso ready for the snap, and he's going to do a fake handoff. He's dropping back to pass, and he's got a receiver and almost intercepted by – I think that was Braylon Austin. Should have been intercepted, but nonetheless – looks like, defended.
Looks like he tried to one-hand it.
Yeah.
I think if he goes for two, even if he has to fall a little bit, you know, do that little slide knee first catch, I think if Braylon Austin does that, that's an interception for Bradford. And that's the type of throws that I was talking about that you need Navasel to make, because he doesn't have the strongest arm in terms of velocity, but he has really good accuracy. So Braylon Austin's going to regret that one right there.
Yeah, he's beating himself up for that one. So the third and long for Kane. Navaso ready for the snap, and it's going to be a handoff to Anderson, who's trying to get out of the backfield, and he is going to manage to get out of the backfield and pick up a yard or two. So now it's going to be fourth down and 6 or maybe 5. We'll have to see what Kane does. I don't think that they probably have someone who can kick a 38-yard field goal.
In the numbers that I've seen for them, I don't think they've ever attempted a field goal this season, but I could be mistaken here. But I would imagine they're just going to go for it, trust their offense to get the play. Matt Bodemer doesn't seem like the type of guy to play conservative.
So now they're going to come out in this big goal line looking formation. Navaso looking for a receiver, has someone wide open, and that's going to be a walk-in touchdown for Kane. So Kane comes out in a goal line formation.
Eric Navaso drops back.
And just
number 44, Preston Dar.
Yeah, it was for Preston Dar, but he just snuck through playing at the tight end position, snuck behind the defense and wide open, walks in for a touchdown. So Kane takes a 6-0 lead with 6:34 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, that was one of those plays that you see, honestly, a lot of NFL teams running where this kind of tight end just kind of leaks out, maybe does like a little stunt block real quick, and then just pops out and wide open for a touchdown because the defense isn't expecting it.
And extra point is good for Kane. So Kane takes a 7-0 lead, 6:34 to go here in the first quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from WR Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast, and of course each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. So Kane just scoring on a 10-yard pass from Navasel to Preston Dar. The Owls are ready to take the field on offense second time this game. Greg Pavone, you are a Toadies Touchdown Sweepstakes winner for the first quarter. If the Owls score here in the first quarter, you're going to receive a free value pack meal from Toadies Family Restaurant. If they don't score, Greg, you are still a winner, and you're still going to get the lunch special from Toji Substation. So best of luck to you, Mr. Pavone. And the Wolves howling here tonight, and Kane getting ready for the kickoff. And kick is up. It's going to be a squib kick, not kicking to Logan Kohler. It's going to be returned at the 33-yard line, and he's going to be tackled at the 36-yard line. So a 3-yard pick return for Tommy Langdon. That's where the Owls will take over for the second drive of the game.
Yeah, so right now, if you're Bradford's offense, I like the quad wide receiver set that they've been coming out with. But if you're going to run that, you have to be able to trust your offensive line to allow Andrew Giordano and those wide receivers to make the play work. So, and they have their hands full with Isaiah Smith and Preston Dar. So see what they do.
So the Owls coming out wing tee now, and here's going to be a handoff to Tommy right up the middle, and he's going to be bottled up to go nowhere. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a second and 10 for the Owls.
According to Matt Preps, that's 52 Connor Taylor on the tackle. But either way, defensive line for Kane, again, being very physical off the snap. Bradford's going to have to match that physicality and that explosiveness at the line of scrimmage if they want to have any chance of blocking anybody tonight.
So second and 10 at their own 37-yard line for the Owls, again in the wing T formation. Yeah, we're going to have Fabian Shirk in the motion. It's going to be a handout to Logan Kohler, who has some blockers. He finds the hole, but he gets popped by someone from Kane. He does pick up 3 yards. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 7, but Logan got popped right there by someone from Kane.
Trying to see it says 44, which isn't listed on here, so I know that that's Preston Dar that just hit him.
But they got the camel uniforms on the Owls wore a few weeks ago, and Owls going hurry up here for the 3rd and 7.
A little confusion from Kane's defense.
Shotgun out of the wing tee, and it's going to be a keeper for Giordano, who's going to keep it right up the middle, and he's got out to the 43, and they're going to mark him down at the 44 with forward progress. And now it's going to be 4th down and a long 3 for the Owls.
See, I like the play call. It makes it 4th and manageable. I don't think Coach Pulido does not do that if he doesn't fully intend on going for it on 4th down right there.
Right.
No way you do a QB draw on third and long like that and not plan to go for it. You just want to make that 4th down manageable and allow your team to kind of have more of an open playbook as opposed to having to throw the ball in order to get there.
So the Owls rush into the line of scrimmage. They're coming out in the wing T formation. Kane showing blitz. Logan Kohler in the motion. Here it's going to be a handoff right at the middle of the Tommy Langdon. He's going to go nowhere, and Kane's going to take over at the Owls' 45-yard line. So the Owls early on 0-for-2 on 4th downs.
Yeah, like I said, that front seven for Kane is a very good unit, and Bradford is going to have their hands full. And if you don't get bodies on Preston Dar and Isaiah Smith, who are both in on that tackle, you're going to have a long night offensively if you're facing Kane.
So Kane at the Owls 45-yard line. And they're going to come out with twins to the left of Novosel, single receiver at the top of the field. And Novosel's kind of deep for being in shotgun. He's about 7 yards.
7 yards deep, yeah.
So they motion a receiver to the tight end position. And here's the snap. It's going to be a fake handoff to Anderson. It's going to be a swing pass, and he's going to get out to the 41-yard line. So a pickup of 4 yards will bring up a 2nd and 6 for the Wolves.
Yeah, so Kane runs that quick little screen pass. Matt DeCasper, really nice job breaking down into a good tackling form and not falling for any of the head fakes or anything from Kane. So Matt DeCasper doing a good job coming over from his linebacker spot and making a tackle there, which could have been a big play because Fabian Shirk was held up very nicely. I believe it was 83 for Kane that had him, but I don't have the accurate roster on Max Preps apparently.
Right, we know how these camouflage jerseys, they don't always match up to the rosters that we have, but nonetheless, Kane's coming out with trips right, single receiver closer to us, and we have a whistle. And Kane's going to take a timeout, which means we're going to take a timeout. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Metallico of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallico offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico pricing.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Owls Football on WESB Sports. So Kane took the timeout. The Owls down here in the first quarter, 7-0, 3:45 to go here. And story of the game so far, Owls offense not doing a great job at moving the football. They have two 4 and outs or 2 times on offense. So, and the defense looks like it's been holding up pretty good, except for the touchdown play.
Yep.
So we'll have to see. The defense looks like they came here to play, because normally when we're at this point in the game in the first quarter, they're down by 2 or 3 scores. So defense looks like they're doing a big improvement from the previous 9 weeks.
Yeah, and even the touchdown was based off of a short field, so we'll see what they do here with another short field for Kane.
So 2nd and 6 for Kane at the Owls' 46-yard line. Now we got another whistle. The officials are still meeting with Bodimer.
This is a long conversation. I'm not quite sure what exactly the conversation is, but this has been ongoing since before the timeout. I just realized there's 6 referees here.
It's a lot.
Yeah, there's six refs here.
Well, it's the last game of the year for a good chunk of them, so they all want to get involved, I guess. So it looks like they have whatever the issue was with Coach Bodimer squared away for Kane. So Kane's coming out. They have a running back deep in the backfield for Kane, and they're gonna they have a bunch formation to the right. So this might be a Anderson run to the right.
You're still having a discussion. Yeah. There we go.
There we go. Now we're gonna get some football action. We got motion, so here's gonna be a handoff to Anderson to the right.
And, good D.
Good read by the Owls defense. Can't tell a 65. For the Owls,
Chase Neely and Tommy Langdon.
So Chase Neely and Tommy Langdon with an excellent read.
Yep.
Pickup's only 1 yard, but yeah, they stuffed the gap perfectly. So Kane's going hurry up here again. No huddle. We haven't seen Kane do a single huddle yet today.
No, not even on their first play. The first play of the series, they don't huddle up.
So he goes trips to the right for Navaso. He's going to send a receiver into motion. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper to the right. And Kane gets a lead block. He's out to the 35. Where he's going to be brought down at the 33-yard line. So that's good enough yards for the first down for Kane at the Owls' 33-yard line.
That's an interesting play. They brought Navaso brings that wide receiver into motion. And he's strictly bringing him in to block the defensive end that gets set free.
Crackback
block. It's kind of like crackback block, yeah. So it's an interesting play design for that, because they let the defensive end go free, everybody blocks to the left, makes it think that everybody's plays going to the left, and then crack back block to the right.
Which is a great area, too, for PIAA when they come to call on it.
Yep.
So Kane getting ready. Here's going to be a handoff to Anderson right up the middle. He's out to the 30, to the 25, to the 20. Breaks the tackle to the 10. 5, touchdown for Anderson. And that's going to be a 33-yard touchdown run for Anderson for Kane. And they extend their lead 13-0 over the Owls with 2 minutes and 27 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, Anderson just takes that handoff to the right-hand side off the right guard shoulder. And takes off, makes a couple of Bradford Owls defenders miss, and then basically just goes minimally touched into the end zone. He's kind of got a couple arm tackle attempts in there, but for the most part, he was pretty much untouched.
It's a good play call by Kane. Will be on the hole. And Kane getting ready for the extra point. And here's the snap, high snap. Here's the kick, and kick is good. And Kane extends their lead to 14-0 over your Owls. We'll be back with more of action. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw a 33-yard touchdown run by Evan Anderson. Extra point was good. And that's why Kane has a 14-0 lead with 2:27 to go here in the first quarter. And the Owls getting ready for their third opportunity on defense. Waiting for Kane. And again, your reminder, Greg Pavone, your Otoji's touchdown sweepstakes winner for the first quarter. If the Owls score here in the first quarter, you get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. And if they don't, you get a lunch special from Toji's Substation. Here's a little onside kick attempt by Kane, and I think they recovered it.
I think so, too.
What they see? Yeah, Kane's jumping around like they got it. And Kane does recover the onside kick, so Kane's going to take over at the Owls' 43-yard line. So Coach Bodimer holding nothing back against the Owls.
That's number 61, Luke Erickson, who had the ball kicked to him, obviously not expecting it. But that kick was a weird... It almost didn't have any rotation on it. It was just kind of sitting still,
like,
but gliding. Yeah, it was kind of gliding across the turf. And Luke Erickson was not expecting that ball to come his way, and hits off his tum-tum and recovered by Kane.
So Kane, I'm expecting the shot here by Kane, as Navaso changed the formation. So we're going to have double twins to the right, to the left for Navaso, with Anderson to the right of Navaso. And here's the snap, and Navaso dropping back to pass and finds a receiver at the 30, and hits And he's going to get out to the 25, down to the 23. That's Preston Dart on the reception for Kane. So a massive pickup for the Wolves.
Yeah, and even that right there, kind of a lollipop throw, but Preston Dart is just so wide open in the middle of the field that didn't matter. I thought he was going for – there was a wide receiver to the right of Dart that I thought he was actually throwing to, and I was like, oh, pick. And then that camouflage uniforms got me. I couldn't even see Dart.
I can't even see all Kane's offense with the camouflage. And here's the snap for Novice, so it's going to be handoff to Anderson. He's out to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and he gets pushed out of bounds. It's going to be a penalty against the Owls as well for a face mask. So he gets out to the 1 yard line, and it's going to be first and goal at the half yard line.
Yeah, it's going to be on Fabian Shirk, who incidentally grabbed a hold of his face mask. Wasn't anything intentional, but just trying to make the tackle on a much bigger offensive player. Hands kind of go wherever they may.
Wherever they have to go, yeah.
Yeah.
To prevent the touchdown.
Seriously.
So it's going to be first down and goal for the Wolves at the – oh, they do mark them out at the 2, so it's going to be at the 1 yard line. So Novosel and Anderson for the Wolves getting ready for the first and goal play. Out of shotgun, it's going to be a keeper for Novosel, and he's going to get right into the end zone for a touchdown. And that extends the lead for Kane to 20-0. With a minute 32 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, now it's a really simple QB keeper off the left-hand side. Nothing really special about it. Just get behind your big guys, and it's like a modified tush push. Just kind of get behind them and go.
You don't even have to get any push at all. You just
basically just walks upright.
Walks upright, run into one of your guys, and call it good.
Yep.
Call today. So Kane getting ready for the extra point. Here's the snap. Snap good. Kick up. Kick is good. And Kane extends their lead to 21-0. Minute 32 to go here in the first quarter. We'll be back with more Owls football. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. It was a one-yard touchdown run by Eric Novosel, which was set up by the big pass play from Novosel to Dar, and then the big run play from Anderson that set him up there. So the score 21-0, minute 32 to go here in the first quarter. And here's the kickoff, another onside kick, and this time it's going to be recovered again by Kane. At their own 49-yard line, bounces off an Owl player. So Kane, again, is going to take over. And if you're Kane, if it ain't broken, don't fix it.
That's right. That took a nasty, nasty hop. Like, if Chase Neely was playing shortstop, I think he's catching that ball to the throat, because right. that was a nasty hop that hit right off his chest. That ball was – the trajectory was at his ankles. Takes a nasty hop and hits him right in the chest and just not able to corral it.
So the Wolves will, again, take over after the onside kick, and it's going to be at their own 49 this time. And Novosel under center is going to send a receiver in the motion. And here's the snap. It's going to be handoff to Anderson right up the middle. A couple Owls in the backfield, but Anderson gets out of it. He gets out to the 45-yard line, and it's going to be a second down and 4 for the Wolves.
I will say I would not be surprised if we start to see a little bit of chippiness here, because I don't think Bradford's team appreciates the back-to-back onside kicks. And I saw a Bradford player get into the pile a little late there. I was surprised they didn't call it. I was waiting for the ref to throw a flag. So hopefully both teams are able to keep their head, especially Bradford's, when you start getting a little emotional like that.
Second and 4 for the Wolves. And it's going to be a fake handoff to Anderson. Novosel rolling out to his left. Finds a receiver, and it's going to fall incomplete. It was caught initially at the 32, but as he's coming down to the ground, he drops it. So it's going to be a third down and 4 for the Wolves. So the Owls catch a break.
Yeah, it looks like – I can't tell if that's 6 or 8 for these jerseys. But that was either Hayden Hollebeek or David Eastman. That was the intended target. And – trying to make a slide and catch, but not quite able to fully bring it. It was a little behind him.
So 44 seconds to go here in the first quarter. The Owls down 21-0. Navasel sends a man in motion. Bradford setting the house on the play. And the running back gets out to the 40, to the 30, down to the 25-yard line, down to the 24-yard line. So massive run, and I cannot believe that there was not a penalty called on the low block there, on the chop block by Kane.
Yeah, I saw that too, and I am a little surprised as well. Referee's looking like he wants to do something.
But not before Silfies picks
up Luke Erickson down on the field.
First and 10, Kane.
So they're going to do a injury timeout, but we're going to stick here through it. So, Ryan, early thoughts on this game. What do you got for me, brother?
I mean, just the front seven for Kane just being very, very physical. And on both sides of the ball, their front has been very physical. But the two onside kicks is a little demoralizing for Bradford because they don't get a chance to get on the offensive side of the football, and obviously if you don't have the ball, you can't score, so it makes it really difficult to do anything, especially when Kane's offense is being very methodical and very efficient with their plays. So Bradford's played, in all honesty, Bradford has played pretty well defensively. They just had each play that has scored a touchdown, they're both, all three of them have been broken plays.
Right.
They're outside of the 1 yard run for Navasel, but it was set up by a broken play by Anderson up the middle for about 35 yards. And then Anderson's 33 yard touchdown run, and then the wide open pass to Dar that was just a tight end leak out. So Bradford's defense for the most part has played really well, but now we just gotta, they're breaking too many times instead of just bending and not breaking.
What, speaking of onside kicks, and anyone listening at home that had a player in junior high football about 3 or 4 years ago knows exactly what I'm about to say. These kids on the Owls, they played Brockway. And Brockway had 9 onside kicks recovered against them.
Wow.
So maybe a little PTSD.
Maybe.
But, yeah, so they're used to – these guys at least have been exposed to – onside kicks and the negative effects to it. So Erickson was able to get off on the field with help from the trainer and the coach. So now it's going to be a first down and 10 at the Owls 24-yard line.
Yeah, he was pointing at his knee, so hopefully he's okay.
Navasel in the shotgun formation, center receiver in motion. It's going to be a shovel pass, and it's going to go to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5-1 man to beat, and it's going to be a touchdown.
Number 6.
A little Chiefs-looking play there.
That was different. I thought that the pass had went to – I can't even tell. I apologize because these camouflage jerseys are terrible at looking, trying to figure out what number is which, because 64 looks like 84 and 34 at the same time. It's weird. But – they sent a wide receiver in motion. I thought he was the one that actually caught the little shovel pass, but it was
the other wing back.
The other wing back that was there. So
they meshed right in front of the quarterback.
Yeah, that's odd. Yeah.
So good play calling by Bodimer, and here's going to be the extra point. Kick is up and almost blocked, but the extra point's going to be good. And Kane extends their lead 28-0 here in the first quarter, 17 seconds to go. And we're going to stick here while they get ready for the special teams play. So if you Kane, do you dare do it again? If Bradford comes out, they give you the look that you want, the onside kick look. Do you dare do it?
If you're Bradford, I'm putting – they have their hands team out there now. They're not – they do not have their typical kick coverage team – on or kick return team out there now. Caden Keyshore's out there. Fabian Shirk's out there. Matt DeCasper's out there. Bentley Evans. They don't have their typical return team out there. So they've already made the adjustment. So now I'd be surprised if Kane didn't try it again just to see if this hands team can handle it. And then if they do, maybe then they'll, with their next kick, they won't go for it. But we'll see what they do. This kid does have a nice outside kick. I'm not quite sure who that is.
I still wish I could kick a football.
Tyson Boscher is what I have on Max Preps. But
all right, here's going to be the kick, and this time he goes deep.
Yep.
So, and that's going to sail right into the back of the end zone for Kane. So Bradford ready for the onside kick. Kane said nope. Gotcha. And so Bradford's going to take over at their own 20-yard line.
Yeah, and overkicked Logan Kohler, not giving him a chance either. So, that was the right call. I'm pretty sure Bodimer probably told his kicker Boschert that depending on what they have out there, do it again. But if they have the Hennessy team out there, just go ahead and give it a ride.
Greg Pavone, you are a Toji's touchdown sweepstakes winner with 17 seconds left at the Owls score here. You do get the value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, you still get the lunch special. If the Owls do something here in the first quarter, Shirk in the motion. It's going to be a pitch to Shirk, and he's trying to set the edge, and he does cut up inside. He's up to the 20, down to the 21-yard line, and that should do it for the first quarter with the clock ticking. So he picks up one. No, he loses a yard, so it's going to be second 11 when we get back for the second quarter action. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you suffer from moderate to severe arthritis, knee, hip, or shoulder pain? Do you suffer from hand arthritis or plantar fasciitis? Have you been told that you're not a candidate for a joint replacement or don't want a joint replacement? Injections no longer manage your pain? If yes, then transarterial musculoskeletal embolization, or TAME, is a non-surgical treatment option now offered at Allegheny Vein and Vascular. Dr. Robert Tejera offers a minimally invasive procedure that blocks abnormal vessels in the joint that are responsible for inflammation and damage to the joint, leading to pain, stiffness, and swelling. This quick, safe, and nearly painless office-based procedure is covered by Medicare and many other insurances. Please call their office at 814-368-8490 to schedule your consult today. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call today and tame your pain.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Kane coming into the second quarter with a 28-0 lead. Bradford just had a run play by Shirk they do give him a yard, so it's going to be second down and 9 for the Owls as they come out here. The first play of the second quarter, and our second quarter contestant, Tim Bennett, for the Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. You're down and ready for the snap. He's dropping back to pass, looking for receiver, has Logan Kohler wide open at the 35, and he's going to be tackled at the 40-yard line. So that's one man you don't want to leave wide open. That's Logan Kohler, and Wolves get away with a crime there.
Yeah, yep. I guarantee on film they said that's the kid you can't leave open. But he has been hurt, so maybe right. they weren't sure what to expect out of him. But they're awfully lucky that Kohler wasn't able to break a tackle and see open grass.
Owls going hurry up here. They're at their own 41-yard line. Here's going to be a snap. It's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon. He's going to get out to the 44-yard line, 45-yard line, and that's going to be second down and 6 for the Owls. So big, powerful run by Tommy.
Yeah, that's Tommy off the left-hand side coming towards us. Does get popped on the sideline a little bit, but Tommy's a big, strong kid. I'm not too concerned. That crowd made it a bigger deal than it was, in my opinion. But Tommy doing a good job of keeping his feet moving and not being deterred.
So the Owls coming out. They got twins to the right. Logan Kohler in the motion. And here's a snap. Giordano dropping back to pass. It's going to be a wide receiver screen, and it's well read by Kane, and it's going to be a 4-yard loss.
Some laundry on the field.
And we do have some laundry on the field. Also, Tim Benna, again, our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes winner for the second quarter. If the Owls score here in the second quarter, you get the free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, you still get the lunch special from Toji's Substation. So best of luck to you, Mr. Benna. And we're going to see it's going to be a holding against the Owls, and it's going to be declined. So it's going to be third down and 10 for the Owls after a holding call.
Interesting.
It's hard on those screens, though, because you kind of have to hold. I'm not going to lie. When you're coaching football, it's hard to – when you're a lighter weight kid – and you got speed, you kind of do have to hold. It's just a matter of whether you get away with it or not.
You got to get inside the pads.
Yeah,
and
there's more leniency. Yeah, there's more leniency as a receiver when it comes to blocking. Yep. But here's a snap, and Giordano looking for a receiver and has Logan Kohler wide open if he can find him. And here's going to be the pass to Logan. And Logan's popped, and I think he has enough for a first down. And what a terrible spot by the referee.
Oh, this far ref, way wrong.
This is bad.
Logan was at least a yard or two past the line of scrimmage when he got hit, and he got brought down to the yard, brought down to the ground at the 50. So forward progress was established when he caught the ball. So they mark him down at the 50, and he was at the 48 when he caught the ball.
Yeah, this closest line judge is not accurate with his depiction of that play, because that one's...
I was going quick here, and it's going to be a quick handoff to Jacob Abers, and he is not going to get it. So close. But they're going to mark him down at the 50, and that's where Kane will take over. It should be a first down play for the Owls, but unfortunately the referees didn't see it as we saw it. And Kane's going to take over.
Did you say that was 54 with the handoff?
Yeah.
Colton Reddington.
Oh, is that Colton Reddington?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Colton Reddington. With
according
the carry
to our roster, 54 is Colton Reddington.
All right, so Colton Reddington with the carry.
Interesting.
So first and 10 for Kane at midfield.
On fourth and short, Kane Wolves take over. First and 10 on the 50-yard line.
I still don't agree with that referee. That was a terrible spot.
I 100% agree with
that. Was awful.
With the fact that was a terrible spot because... Never mind.
So here's a snap for Kane. It's going to be a handoff to Anderson right up the middle. And he's out to the 45-yard line. Makes the jump cut. He's out to the 40, to the 35. He is quick. He gets pushed out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Did I see a flag come out?
I don't know. I didn't see one come out.
I thought I saw maybe a fabric go flying.
Ref was signaling for something in the backfield, but I don't know. Nope, I'm flying.
Nothing. All right. So big pickup by Anderson, and the Owls, or the Wolves, are at the Owls 33-yard line, first and 10. 9:24 to go here in the first half. And we got motion by Kane, and here's going to be the snap, and it's going to be a bubble screen, and it's dropped. And if you're the Owls, listen, you have to be coached to do this. Regardless, I know that was a forward pass, but it was close enough. You have to remember to jump on the ball. Because the refs might not see it that way.
Live ball, always jump on the ball.
Yep.
Or even if it's close to a live ball.
If it's close, you got to jump on the ball.
Yep.
No matter what. So second and 10 for Kane at the Owls 34-yard line. And here's the snap. It's going to be handoff to Anderson right at the middle. Well read by the Owls. They had him in the backfield, but Anderson able to slip a couple tackles. Anderson gets out to the 26-yard line. And it's going to be a third down and four, maybe a long three for the Wolves.
I'll tell you right now, if Bradford was able to tackle at the first point of contact, Anderson's stats look a lot different for tonight.
I thought you were going to stop right when you said if the Owls were able to tackle. I thought you were stopping your sentence there.
No. But
so,
that too.
Third down and four for the Wolves, and trouble getting the play call in. And here's the snap. And it's going to be a handoff to Anderson. And again, Owls in the backfield. Nothing he'll do. Anderson out to the 20, down to the 16-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 17. One judge says the 17. The other judge says the 16. So we'll call it the 16.5.
Well, let's give it to the closest judge because he's the one that ruled Logan Kohler short of the first down earlier.
Well, I think if you look over here at the opposing 20-yard line, I think he did drop his glasses. So first and 10 at the Owls 17-yard line. And also ready for the snap. It's going to be a handoff to Anderson. This time the Owls get him in the backfield. They send the house. It was a zero blitz by the Owls. And Bentley Evans with the tackle for a 2-yard loss. So it'll be second down and 12 at the Owls 19-yard line.
And I'm telling you right now, I cannot, in my opinion, I cannot express how valuable the reps are that Bentley Evans is given right now for this team as a freshman.
Yeah.
Starting the last couple games, this is huge for him moving forward.
No, I'm so ready for the snap. He's dropping back to pass, and Owls again send pressure. And Navaso in trouble, and he throws the ball away. Now it's going to be third down and 13 for Kane. We'll have to see what they decide to do. Obviously, you're in four down territory, so if you pick up 7 or 8 yards here, you're still cooking him.
Yeah, Kane Keyshore came flying out of his linebacker spot, was hoping to make a play. Had a chance to make a play. You just got to break down a little bit sooner. Navasal able to get away from him, but if you're Kane Keyshore, you want that play back so you can break down a little bit sooner and not get juked out of your shoes.
Enough, so ready for the snap. Again, Allison to everyone, and this time pass is completed. And it's going to be enough for a first down. He gets down to the 11-yard line, maybe the 12. And Kane gets a first down after a quick little slant play.
Again, that, but that slant is an odd. That slant's a little bit deeper than you typically see. Usually run like a three and out or a three and in slant.
That was like 10 and in. That was like a 14 and in.
Yeah, that was. It was a little different. But
well, and that's what you get when you have a young coach like Bodemer.
Yeah,
you do get different looks. You get away from tradition. And I think what we're looking at is a college level offense, like playbook.
Yeah, 100%.
So it's going to be first down and goal at the Owls 7-yard line for the Wolves. And Novice dropping back to pass. Throws a 50-50 ball up.
Good play,
and
Shirk.
It is caught, but it's going to fall incomplete. So Shirk with the good coverage, able to push the receiver out of bounds before he gets a foot in. So it'll be second down and goal at the Owls 7-yard line.
Very smart play by Fabian Shirk. Kept his hands off until wide receiver made contact with the ball. What just happened?
I shocked myself.
What? 7-yard
line. I stuck a bounce one and a half. Did not know they conducted electricity, so.
It's lead.
Yep. So here's the play. Domso keeper. He's out to the five, and he's going to run in for the touchdown.
That was Cam Scadaboo style.
Cam Scadaboo style. And the Wolves score, and it's going to be 34-0 for the Wolves, pending the extra point. 6:39 to go here in the second quarter.
Sorry, I don't even have much to say because I just saw Cam out of the corner of my eye, just shocked, and then dropped the pencil that he was playing with, and I couldn't figure out what happened, so I had to ask.
Penalty flag on the field, and it's going to go against the Wolves. Looks like it's going to be.
That was an awfully quick flag.
They weren't even set.
False start without being set. All right.
All right. Penalty against the Wolves. So score 34-0 after the 7-yard carry by Novosel. Get ready for the extra point. False start on the initial attempt. Backs the Wolves up. So here's the snap. Kick is up. And the kick is good. And Kane extends their lead 35-0. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Eric Novosel with the 7-yard quarterback keeper. Extra point was good, and the Owls finding themselves down 35-0. 6:39 to go here in the second quarter. So all Kane, but it's such a weird score because it doesn't look like Bradford's playing bad.
No.
It just things are going Kane's way in every way, shape, or form.
Well, it doesn't help that Kane has had two extra possessions off those onside kicks. Didn't even give Bradford a chance to get on offense. So now Bradford's got to be able to answer here with a score of their own.
And here's the kick. And look, Cole's going to return this. And he's out at to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. And he gets popped. He got jacked up, and I can't believe that wasn't a penalty against 79 against Kane because he hit Logan and flexed on him and then walked over him.
Did.
But Logan got jacked up, though.
Logan did get hit hard. I'm trying to figure out who that was that hit him.
79, whoever 79 is for the Wolves.
Looks like 09.
Maybe 09.
These jerseys are rough. I'm telling you right now it's rough. Would that be Kane Jamerson?
Okay.
Sophomore outside linebacker?
Wrestler. I do recognize that name from wrestling.
Okay. So he's got a little, he's probably got a little bit of swagger to him.
Oh, yeah. So first down and 10 for the Owls at their own 20-yard line. The Owls coming out with the twin receivers to the right of Giordano. Giordano ready for the snap. It's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon. And the Owls do have numbers on the outside, and unfortunately Kane was able to force the play outside. What normally probably would be a big play because they had the numbers. They did a double pull with the right guard and the right tackle. Only was a gain of 3 yards, so that's going to be second and seven for the Owls.
Yeah, which is unfortunate because if Tommy's able to just sneak through, like you said, they pull both guards over to the left-hand side, get a lot of numbers, which is exactly what you want, but Tommy is not able to find a little crease in there to bust that play open because I think he's got some wiggle room there to make a big play if he's able to.
So second and seven for the Elves. Giordano dropping back to pass, and it's a screen, and got caught. It should have been intercepted. I can't tell who caught it. I think that was
Keyshore.
Keyshore caught it. It was a tipped play. Back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be third down and eight for the Owls. There, so, yeah, screen play and well-timed screen play because Wolves called blitz on that play.
Yeah, you just got to – the pass is just a little – I think the pass gets out a little too late, had a little bit too much pressure on him. And thankfully, it wasn't intercepted, but Keyshore doesn't have really a chance to make a play either because by the time the ball had gotten out, the defense had already reacted to the fact that it was a screen play.
So third and eight for the Owls. Giordano ready for the snap. And he's going to drop back to pass. And Kane showing blitz. And Giordano able to get away. But then he's getting chased again. And here's the pass. And, ooh, dangerous throw by Giordano. Pass goes incomplete. It's going to be fourth down and eight for the Owls. But Andrew lucky to get out of the backfield, even able to get that pass off.
Yeah, I mean, that's an impressive athletic play, honestly. Getting out of the sack from, I believe that was 54 for Kane. That's Isaiah Smith, one of their best defenders, leads the team in sacks. So good job by Andrew to get away. And I actually do like the throw. It just needs to be a little lower, and I think Logan has a chance to bring that down.
Yeah, for a first down.
Absolutely.
Yardage.
Yep.
So Bradford getting ready to punt. Here's Tommy, and Tommy just tries to get it off quick. And it's going to fall at the 45. Down to the 40, down to the 39, which is where Kane will take over. Again, so, yeah, three and out for the Owls.
Yeah, and right now this can't afford to have any more three and outs. You got to start putting points on the board if you want to have an opportunity to win this game. Like I said, the defense isn't playing bad. It's just they're just bending too much at certain points.
So they do mark it at the Wolves' 39-yard line. And the Wolves getting the play call in. And they're showing trips left now. And here's the snap. And I'm still ready, and it's going to be a screen, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. Evan Anderson drops it, hits off the ground. I was trying to figure out who it was. It's hard to see.
Yeah.
So it's going to fall incomplete. It will be a second down and 10. For the Wolves.
Good play call by Kane. He has a lot of room if Navasol was able to get that ball to Anderson. He's got a lot of space to work with. So good play call by Matt Bodemer. But
they also did good, though. They were quick at getting to him.
They were.
So they rushed that play. So here's a snap. Receiver in the motion. It's going to be handoff to Anderson to the left. And it makes a juke move. He's out to the 40, to the 45, down to the 46, 7, or 48. So he's going to pick up 8 yards, maybe nine. We'll bring up a third and one for the Wolves.
Again, Caden Keyshore has an opportunity to bring Anderson down right about the line of scrimmage, if not a little bit before, a little bit after, and just not able to wrap up Anderson, who, like we said, he's listed as a tight end, and he's a bigger kid, but he's shiftier in person than he is on tape. When I watched him on tape, he didn't look all that shifty, but he's been making a lot of people miss tonight.
Some old-school football. They're coming out in the full house formation. Quickly subs out of it. Here's a snap. It's going to be a keeper by Navasone. He's going to pick up plenty of yards for the first down. He picks up three on the play. Gets out to the Owls' 48-yard line. And, again, the Owls down 35-0, 4:27 to go here in the first half.
On the QB keeper.
Is there a
Navasone picks up first down yardage. Going to be first.
Is there a timeout there,
Wolves?
I think they tried to get a timeout, but no. They weren't granted it.
2-1.
I was going to say, the clock's not running.
2-5.
No, it's running.
Oh. Okay.
2-1.
You better go catch it if it's running.
2-5.
First down to 10 for the Wolves at the Owls' 48-yard line.
9-0. 2-5.
Noviso ready for the snap. Al showing press coverage here, and it's going to be a keeper by Noviso. He's up to the 45, to the 40. He's quick.
Oh,
30,
no.
To the 20, to the 10. Touchdown, Novosel on the 48-yard quarterback keeper. And he is fast.
He is very fast.
Holy. So Kane goes up 41 to nothing with 3:58 to go here in the first half.
And that play breaks free strictly because the Owls went into press coverage, and Fabian Shirk took himself out of the play.
Yep.
Fabian Shirk's on the left-hand side at corner. Takes his the receiver for Kane, basically allows him to take him and Fabian outside to the sideline, and Novosel just runs right behind Fabian Shirk back, and he has no idea it even came.
So Bosher on for the extra point for the Wolves. Here's the snap, low snap, kick is up, and kick is good, and Kane extends their lead to 42 to nothing over your Owls. We'll be back with more second quarter action. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Eric Noviso with the 48-yard quarterback keeper. Extra point was good, and that's how we have a score of 42-0. Kane and the Owls getting ready on the getting on the receiving. Kane still hasn't fielded out their kickoff team yet, so it looks like I think they're subbing in second string players.
I would assume so. They're gonna have a playoff game next week, so they probably want to
save some bodies.
Matt Boner is probably saying I think that's enough good run for you gentlemen tonight. But it is senior night, so.
It does.
So maybe you get some second string seniors in there?
Yeah. So they're going to be kicking off. Is there a penalty on the play? They're kicking off from the 25.
I don't believe so.
It should be at the 30. Yeah.
I don't know what 5-yard penalty would have been induced, but.
All right, here's the kick. It's going to be a little pooch kick, and it's going to drop at the 35-yard line. It's going to be returned by Logan Kohler. He's out to the 40, and he's going to get popped a few times. He's going to be right down at the 46-yard line where the Owls will take over.
It's a shame because I could tell what Logan was trying to do there. He's trying to bounce out to that right-hand side, and he is gone if he's able to break free with one more tackle. But unfortunately, wasn't able to, so now they're going to start at, the 40? Their own 48?
Yep, 48. And again, Tim Brenna, if the Owls score here in the second quarter, you're going to receive a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls don't score here in the second quarter, Tim, you still are going to receive a lunch special from Toji's Substation. So best of luck to you, Mr. Brenna. And so they mark Logan down at the 47-yard line. So that's where the Owls will take over. It's going to be first and 10. They come out in the wing T formation. And here's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon, and he's got past the 45, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. So it'll be second down and 10 for the Owls.
Yes, Tommy takes an inside handoff to the right-hand side just off the guard, but not able to get anything going because that front for Kane, still ferocious, even if they did have some subs in. And I'll tell you what, Kane might have a pretty bright future moving forward too because – Novosel's only a junior.
Yep.
And he's shown he's very much in control of this offense. So they might have something cooking down here.
Second down and 10 for the Owls. And here it's going to be Giordano dropping back to pass. And overthrew two Owls, almost intercepted. And it's going to be third down and 10 for the Owls.
Trying to see who this is on the far side of the field for Bradford, who's walking off now.
As intended for number 33.
I can't tell if that's Bentley Tommy Evans or not.
For the Owls.
Can't quite tell, but he was Bradford. Wide, and I mean wide open at the 40 at the Owls or the Wolves' 35-yard line.
Braylon Austin is who it was.
Was it Braylon?
Yep.
So Braylon Austin's at the 35-yard line by himself. and Andrew Giordano just missed them. And that's a walk-in. He probably could have walked in backwards for a touchdown.
Third and 10 for the Owls, and Giordano ready for the snap. And here it's going to be a handoff to Tommy's up past the 50, down to the 45, down to the 44, and he's going to be close to the first down, and they should just give it to him.
It's another bad spot by this line judge closest to us. The far judge had it right at the first down marker. Closest one has it a yard short.
All right, so Tommy picks up 9 yards on the carry. We think it's 10. We're not the referees. Here's the quarterback keeper by Giordano. Catches them off guard, and there they have enough for the first down. And they get down to the 41-yard line. Clock rolling. The Owls down 42-0, 2:29 to go here in the second quarter.
I kind of like the quick count there for Gio. Throws them off the rhythm a little bit.
So the Owls coming out in double twins. And here's the snap. Giordano dropping back to pass. And he's got pressure in the backfield. And he just throws it up, and it's intercepted. He's out to the 50, where he's going to be brought down in a mental error by Andrew Giordano to avoid the sack. He just throws the ball up into no man's land, and Kane capitalizes on it.
Yeah, he's looking for Logan Kohler, who is coming on a little drag route, hoping to get a catch and run, but a lot of pressure from the defensive line for Kane, and Gio kind of forced into a bad situation. And I think in that situation, you kind of take the sack, and I think he's trying to make a play, but that's a dangerous play no matter who you have playing a wide receiver.
So first and 10 for the Wolves at the Owls 49-yard line. Here's the snap. Owls sending everyone and intercepted. And he's at the 40 to the 35 to the 30. And he's going to be brought down at the 26-yard line.
It's Jacob Abers with a pick.
Jacob Abers, last game of his career, gets his first career interception. Shout out, Jake.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
So the Owls playing Indian Giver here. Or is that the Keen? Who would be playing Indian Giver here?
Be Bradford, because you gave him the gift and they're taking it away from him.
Yep, that's right. So, yeah, Bradford playing Indian Giver here. I'll give it to you. I'm taking it right back, brother. So the Owls have their best position here so far of the game. They are at the Wolves' 24-yard line after the Abers interception. And here's the snap. It's a handoff to Tommy Langdon to the right. And nowhere to go, and he's going to be bottled up, and he's going to lose a yard at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, Kohler, or Tommy to the right-hand side, just not able to get anything going. That defensive front for Kane is making things very difficult. And it's not even just their defensive line. Their secondary comes down quick.
Yep.
They're very disciplined. They read the play well. They you can tell they're a very, very well-coached team because they take a couple steps back, they read the play, they react well, get downhill fast, and they tackle very well, too, because Tommy Lane is not an easy young man to bring down.
Second and 11 for the Owls. Twins again. Giordano ready for the snap, and he's going to drop back to pass and finds a quick hitter to Keyshore. He's got a big reception. He's going to get down to the 11-yard line where he picks up 14 yards, and it's good enough for a first down. And that play was so quick, it was hard to see what was happening.
Yeah, that was just a quick little drag route to Fabian Shirk, and able to pick up the first down off the pitch and catch. Shirk does a lot of the damage after the catch, and off they go. Oh, they gave him first and goal.
Well, first and goal at the 10-yard line, that's rough.
Yeah.
So first and goal at the Wolves' 10-yard line. And here's the snap. Giordano dropping back to pass and finds a receiver. It's Logan Kohler. He's at the 10. He's going to be brought down at the 5, down to the 4-yard line. And the clock, if you're the Owls, you have 3 timeouts to burn, so I'd probably burn one right here.
Yeah, why not?
But they don't. So it's going to be second down and goal at the 4-yard line. Now the Owls, after letting the clock roll for 15 seconds, call a timeout.
Yeah, it's a lot of that's a lot of time wasted that Coach Puglio could have had at least an extra 5 seconds. Play ended about 52, got it down to 46.7. I'm not sure if I'm not quite sure what the thinking process of that was. If you have all three timeouts,
you just call right away.
Yeah, you don't even hesitate.
So, yeah, it's going to be first and or second and goal at the 4-yard line after the 6-yard reception by Logan. And the Owls kind of got a score here, right? I mean, you're still going to come out regardless. Unless you, if you go for the 2-point conversion, you are not coming out in the mercy rule in the second half, but you do want to get some points on the board and kind of reward Jake for his interception. If I'm the Owls, too, I'm even considering if you get down to, like, third and goal at the 1-yard line, I'll put Jake Abrams in the backfield.
Yeah, why not?
2-year captain.
Cap it off?
Yeah, cap off his high school career. Let him get in the end zone. Let him taste it once. So here's the snap, and Logan Kohler in the motion, runs back to his previous spot, and he's going to drop back to pass, and Giordano's going to get sacked. The Wolves send four guys, and he's going to lose 6 yards, and it's going to be third down and goal at the 10-yard line, and the Owls burn another timeout with 31 seconds to go here in the first half.
Isaiah Smith came, I mean, shot of a cannon off the outside linebacker spot. And luckily, Gio didn't fumble that ball because he didn't see Isaiah Smith coming for a hot minute there. So good job by Gio to hold on to the ball. But Isaiah Smith having himself a very good game so far tonight for Kane. And we said him and Dar were the two that you really had to keep an eye on defensively for Kane. And they've been game wreckers for them so far.
So the Owls have one more timeout left, and it's third down and goal at the 10-yard line. So if you don't get in on this play, you still have the timeout to try to come up with something. But
I do think
you're kind of forced to pass the ball unless you have a wicked run play designed.
With it being third down and having one timeout, I think if you don't get it here, I think you call a timeout with only one shot left,
right,
with only one chance left.
So the Owls coming out in a passing situation. Giordano it's going to be handoff to Tommy Langdon, and he's going to be brought down in the backfield. They lose 3 yards, and it's going to be fourth down and goal at the 13-yard line. And the Owls don't look like they're going to call a timeout. They have one more to burn. I don't know why you wouldn't.
I'd wait until you only have one play left. I'd let the clock run down about 3 or 4 seconds, and then be the last person to
touch
the
ball. Were just saying that.
Yep.
Now he calls his timeout. So the Owls call a timeout with 2 seconds to go here in the first half. So it's fourth down and goal at the 13-yard line. It can't be a run. I'm probably not calling a run play there to the outside.
Probably not, no. I'm curious to see the clock operator allowed the time to run all the way out. The refs are looking at the clock now saying, hey, there's 2 seconds left, or there's no time left, but they just got it fixed out.
Yeah, 3 seconds.
So, yeah, they're going to put 4 seconds back on the clock here, which gives the Owls an opportunity for one play. Actually, that might be even too much time. They might still be able to get one play off.
You could fumble the snap and recover quickly and leave a second on the clock.
Yeah,
so
you absolutely could. Set. I think I would have called it about 1 second. It's enough to get the snap off and call it good, because you don't want to give Kane an opportunity to have a snap even if it is with 1 second left.
So
a quick throw or a quick sack. I mean, Kane's got a second to play with.
So fourth down and goal at the 13-yard line for the Owls. And Tim Benna, have your fingers crossed. And here's the snap. Giordano going to throw it up, and he has a receiver, and it's going to fall incomplete. And that's going to do it for the first half, as Kane's going to take the lead in the halftime with a score of 42-0 over your Bradford Owls. We'll be back with the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery,
Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com.
It's the Family Bar with the Car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket. And enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the Family Bar with the Car. And the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
You know it's coming. That colder weather is on the way. Make sure you're ready with a visit to Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford. It's not too early to start stocking up on wood pellets for your heating stove. If it's time to replace your pellet stove, see Worth W. Smith for their line of quality Harman stoves. You'll also find a big selection of stove pipes and other heating supplies in stock. And don't forget the antifreeze for your RV. Be prepared for the weather ahead. If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction does everything from the ground up, including excavation, concrete, and foundation work, carpentry, landscaping, and more. See Gleason for bulk ground products as well, like mulch, gravel, topsoil, and salt for wintertime. See them at GleasonConstruction.com to see all they can do for you.
Metallica of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallica offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico pricing.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
98 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. This has been a... Bradford doesn't look bad. I know the score I'm about to tell you doesn't really tell the story. The Owls are down 42-0.
They are.
To Kane. But Bradford's playing tough on defense. It's just... like we talked about, back-to-back onside kicks that resulted in touchdowns, and a good chunk of the touchdowns that were broken plays.
Yeah.
It's not that they are playing bad. Obviously, the offense isn't going well. They had a chance to score here at the end of the second half after the Jake Gabers interception, but nonetheless, the Wolves up 42-0 over the Owls, and this is the C.J. Wallace Engineering halftime show, by the way. So, Ryan, what are your thoughts here on the first half?
So I think, like you said, Bradford's defense actually isn't playing that bad. They're just they've had a couple really nice plays, and they've had a lot of opportunities to make plays in the backfield that they haven't capitalized on. So it's led to broken plays because they're not able to tackle properly. So I think if they just buckle down and say, hey, like, we just got to make plays in the backfield and wrap up, this game looks quite a bit different, in my opinion, because even though the offense isn't going, you're not getting blown out by 42 if you're able to make those plays in the backfield, in my opinion.
Right.
So if Bradford just comes out with that same tenacity on defense and then gets things going offensively, which is going to be tough against this Kane defense. We spoke about it quite a bit. But if they're able to get some things going offensively, they can make this a competitive game and not have it look like they're just getting absolutely shellacked. Because if you're not here watching the game and you're just listening on the radio, it sounds worse than it actually has been from the eye test, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you make it sound like we're off our jobs, Ryan. Jeez. I'm kidding.
No, I'm saying because if you're just listening to the score,
yeah,
or if you're just going based off of, oh, they're down 42-0 at half or 35-28-0 after the first quarter.
Same bull crap, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not. It really hasn't been
like today. When WESB posts about their stuff on Facebook, they always update every quarter. They're going to people are. I guarantee you're going to have people in the comments. Oh, of course they're down 20. This is terrible. These poor kids. Whatever. They're going to be saying all this stuff when they're not here watching the game and saying like, oh, it's really not that bad. It's just they're just breaking every now and again, and it's just like the floodgates are opening and it's just allowing one big run.
Yeah, they're getting stops like early on downs. Yeah. It's just like it's third and long, fourth and long is where they're getting beat at.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, let's talk about some stats, Ryan. What do you got for us here in the first half?
So far, Gio actually hasn't been playing bad. This has been his most impressive performance so far this year, in my opinion. He has the one bad pick, but six for nine with 52 yards, has the one interception where he rushed the throw. And then rushing-wise, we're looking at Tommy Langdon only is 9 for 19. Geo's 2 for 7. Logan Corley has one carry for no yards. So they got to get him a little bit more involved in the run game. But receiving-wise, Logan Corley leads the way with 3 catches for 40 yards. Keyshore has 2 for 8. And Fabian Shirk has 1 for 14. And I failed this last game and forgot to print off stat sheets, so I haven't been able to keep track of tackles. But Caden Keyshore, Matt Casper,
right?
They have – those guys both have quite a few tackles.
Right.
Jacob Abers has an interception on defense, so good effort from them. They're playing hard. Just got to stop fully breaking.
So I'll tell you how we got the 42-0. So here in the first quarter, Navaso had a pass of 10 yards to Preston Dar. The extra point was good. I'm not going to say the extra point after every play because the Wolves are 6 for 6 on extra points. So Navasel to Dar for 10 yards, 7-0. Then there was a 33-yard touchdown run by Evan Anderson. That brought the score to 14-0. Then Navasel had the 1-yard touchdown run. That brought the score to 21-0. And then Hayden Hollenbeek, right?
Yes.
Hayden Hollenbeek had a 43-yard touchdown. It was a shovel pass, so we'll call it a 43-yard touchdown pass. That brought the score to 28-0 at the end of the first. And then the second quarter, Navasel had a 7-yard touchdown run that extended the lead to 35-0, and then with 3:58 to go here in the first half, Navasel had the 48-yard touchdown run. So that's how we get to the score of Kane 42, Owls 0. And we'll touch base with more because we're going to take a break, but we'll touch base more with what the Owls have to do here in the second half to chip away at that lead, and we'll go over some other stuff that we've noticed. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard,
and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties, spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full-service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 120, open 7 days a week. For delivery, call 36-TOJI's. Toji's Family Restaurant,
a family fun place. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. This is your C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. And, Ryan, early on, I think I have two candidates for our Model TN MVP player of the game. Correct me if I'm wrong. Right now it's between Logan Kohler and Jacob Abers.
Yeah, I think those are two quality candidates, given Jake's interception and Logan's receiving ability so far. Collision wise,
there hasn't been.
There really hasn't been a lot.
So hopefully, here in the second half that picks up. I will say though, actually, I'm gonna right now the front runner is Bentley Evans with his
blow
play in the backfield in the first quarter. So Bentley Evans is the front runner. I forgot about that play.
Absolutely right.
So right there are our two candidates for Schultz, or one candidate for Schultz Toyota Collision Center of the game so far is Bentley Evans. So if the Owls think they can do better than that, please do here in the second half, because we are all eyes up here in the press box.
Yeah, I love big hits.
Oh, I do too.
Miss the.
You like big hits and you cannot lie?
That's right.
Yeah, brother.
Sir Mix-a-Lot's got nothing. Got nothing for that.
Sir Mac-a-Lot.
That's right.
So 3:30 to go here at halftime. So with the Owls, I think I do like the idea that they're coming out and they're trying to throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
And Giordano is playing a better game than what he had. Probably his best game of the year, passing-wise.
I think so.
Other than the one blemish, the interception. But we can cancel that out because, you know, Jake Gaber's got that back for him. So, if you're the Owl, I think you come back out with it. Why not? It's the last game of the year. You're not in the playoffs. You have one win on the year. It's a pretty steep hill to climb to come back from 42, so I would put the seniors in and see what they can do last game of the year.
I mean, the question is where has that been all year,
right?
Really? Because I think the sign of a good team and a good coach would be that you adjust your offensive game plan for the team that you're playing against. If a team's really strong, it's run, spread them out, get to this quad wide receiver set, these twins on each side, get them spread out, and then show that, hey, we are willing to throw this football.
Yep.
And then if you play a team that's maybe a little bit tougher against the pass and provides a lot of pressure, then you're able to get the ball run a little bit. But we've stuck with the wing tee, motion handoffs, dives up the middle for Tommy, basically all year until this game, and Andrew's shown that he can make some throws. He's got to be more decisive sometimes.
Well, I'll explain what I mean with what I'm about to say for those who may not understand. But I think looking back on the season, I think if the Owls come out in a 22 personnel set, which is two tight ends, two running backs, so I would keep Logan in the backfield with Tommy.
Yeah,
rather, because that motion that Logan has basically gives the play away every single play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not because we see him every game. It shows up on film. Like, all these games are filmed. And Logan's going to motion. You know, it's going either Logan or it's going to go to Tommy, or Fabian's in motion. It's going to Fabian or it's going to Tommy. And sometimes once in a blue moon, they'll sprinkle in Andrew with a quarterback keeper up the middle. But I think looking back on it, I think the coaches might kick themselves in the butt as maybe should have ran a 22 personnel, because I'd run two tight ends, because there you can still keep your passing game alive. I think my opinion, and I might get scolded by the old heads here, is I think the wing tee's dead. I think that's a dead formation. I think the wing tee should be buried, locked away, and then maybe 70 years from now, dig it back up to see. But it's so easy to stop nowadays.
Well, I think the other problem is that, number one, defenses have gotten more complex. There's more defenses have figured out a way to shut that down because of different schemes, how you can make your defense look, make it look like you're providing pressure, but you're not, or provide not showing pressure, and then all of a sudden you blitz the whole left side or the right side.
Yeah, you call it zero blitz, yeah.
And the offenses have even evolved even more, because the defense is always playing catch-up, right? Like the offense evolves first, and the defense has got to evolve to catch up to it. So now those defenses are so evolved that you see these complex offensive schemes, and then you go up against a wing tee that's pretty simple.
Yeah.
And not that it can't be effective, but it's so easy to stop if you...
It can't be effective, I'll say
if
that.
I think it can be with the right situation, but again, it's got to be...
You have to have the right personnel to run the wing tee.
Yeah.
And they don't, because essentially what you need is you need two Logan Kohlers at the wing position. And then going back to old school Owls, you need a John Aiken at running back. And you need a quarterback who can run.
Or you need a...
And you need a line that can block.
Or you need a Pat Pascarella, or you need a Mark Havers, or a Jimmy Grove, or somebody along
Zach
those
Smith,
lines.
Zach Smith,
you need to have... You have athletes like that are
not taking away anything. It's completely size related. Yep. The Owls don't have size, and you can't play punishment football, running down your throat football with the size that they have. So I think that's why you should run a 22 personnel. I would have two tight ends. I'd have Keyshore at one side. I'd probably change who I'd have at tight ends, but you get two bigger guys at tight ends. That way you're sealing the edge off. You need to seal the edge. Number one, that's the number one thing. Seal the edge off, and then you can worry about everything else, whether you're pulling, trapping guys. And then if you have that threat of Logan and Tommy in the backfield, there you can do your misdirection, your counters, and that's where I think it'd be effective, because you go from they're running Tommy to the outside, and Tommy doesn't have Logan Kohler speed.
Right.
Anything outside should go to Tommy or Fabian, but it shouldn't come in the way that they're running – a motion, and then here's the quick handoff. No, they already know that's coming. They're just going to collapse the cornerback under the outside linebacker and set the edge, so they're forced to bounce outside. If you come inside, you're going to get whacked by the middle linebacker.
Right. So to your point, just looking down at the roster, I mean, somebody, I think not a bad option to be in. And we're not at practice. We can't tell what they're doing, what they're capable of at practice. But somebody like Max Warner, who's not a thicker kid, but he's 6'1". He's 150. He's only 150 pounds, but he's 6'1". Gives you like, oh, you have that. You could throw a little quick drop off pass to him, where he can climb the ladder and go up and get it. But then you also have a more physical tight end in Keaton Keyshore on the other side, and then it kind of gives you a multi dimensional offense that you say, oh, hey, you're willing to throw to the tight ends, and now you have an extra set of blockers anyways. Because even if Max is the biggest kid in the world, he's still a body that's athletic and strong that he can be effective.
And what also it's doing when you're running the wing tee is, because the Owls did show that they want to throw the screen ball.
Yeah,
you can't throw it out of the wing tee, even if you're out of shotgun, because you have those your wing backs. One of those guys has to be a blocker, and then the other one has to sneak out.
Yep.
And you're losing that when they're at the wing position. So, and if you're sneaking Tommy out, who's there to protect Andrew? Because if they send seven guys, who you got one free guy coming, and you got to get like at least a chip block, at least they have. And so, so a lot of things, but again, that's hypothetical. Again, we're not at practice. We don't know what, kids 100%. Are actually practicing hard. I assume that they all are practicing hard, because a good chunk of them are Raptors, and they better be practicing hard. But again, we don't see everything. It's just from a bird's eye view, this is what we see. But what we're going to do is they're going to finish their stretch in here, and then we'll be back with second half kickoff. This is your CJ Wallace Engineering Halftime Show on WESB Sports.
You know it's coming. That colder weather is on the way. Make sure you're ready with a visit to Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford. It's not too early to start stocking up on wood pellets for your heating stove. If it's time to replace your pellet stove, see Worth W. Smith for their line of quality Harman stoves. You'll also find a big selection of stove pipes and other heating supplies in stock. And don't forget the antifreeze for your RV. Be prepared for the weather ahead. If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, and we are getting ready for the third quarter kickoff here. The Owls down 42-0, and the Owls elected to receive in the first half, so they're going to be kicking off to the high-powered Kane offense. And I do expect here soon to see a lot of backups and a lot of JV guys or seniors who don't get a lot of playing time in on both sides of the field, so Keyshore getting ready to kick the ball off. And there's the kick. And it's going to go over the head of the Kane defender, and it's going to be a touchback. So the Wolves will take over at their 20-yard line.
That's a good kick by Caden Keyshore.
Yeah.
He's a kid that's been – he's very much a – he's an emotional player. Like, how he plays really depends on how the game has been going.
Right.
And even with his kicking, we've seen him get a little frustrated and try to kill the ball and
have it not work. Him and Tommy.
Yeah, 100%. That was a nice kick coming out of
that. Was a good kick. So first and 10 for the Owls at their own 20-yard line.
Wolves.
And I can't tell if they still have their starters out there. No, there goes Anderson. So Bradford didn't pull any of their starters out. So here's the snap, and it's going to be right to Anderson, flag in the backfield. Evan Anderson is swallowed up for a 2-yard loss, but this is probably going to come back for Holden.
Yeah, I'm trying to see the referee just kind of.
They waved it off, I thought.
Yeah, it looked like he did. Yeah, I think they just, either that or Puglio immediately said no, decline that.
They haven't had a lot of negative plays. So second and 12 for the Owls after the 2-yard loss by Anderson. Oh. A fumble on the play by Kane.
Oh, that's a scramble.
And I think Kane recovered it. So now that pushes Kane back to the 15-yard line. Now it's going to be a third and 15 for the Wolves. So the Owls got to be happier with the start coming out of halftime.
So right here, you got to watch for Novosel on the keep.
Yep.
And your secondary has to be ready for the pass. Fabian Stricken press coverage on that far right side. We saw what happened earlier.
All right, so here's the snap. And
false start
against Kane. That's going to back him up to the 10-yard line now. So third and 20 now for Kane. And
by far the deepest they've been in trouble.
Definitely.
So far tonight.
So Coach Bodemer now happy with it, not happy with what's transpiring here right out of the gate. So Kane takes the timeout. We're going to stick around for this one because I assume it's going to be a quick timeout where Coach Bodemer's like, get your head out of your butts.
Yeah, I would assume so. That was just,
to keep that PG.
Knowing the athlete that Matt Bodemer was, went to Edinburgh for football for a year and then transferred again to university for baseball – played 3 years of baseball at Gannon, so he was an all-around athlete, very competitive guy. So I guarantee he's saying, like, hey, I don't care if we're up 42-0. This, you gotta act like this is 0-0 right now and not be lackadaisical and undisciplined right now. Because like we said earlier, they do have a playoff game coming up, and they need to be sharp for that. So
yep.
they can't be being undisciplined and shoot themselves in the foot here to make it more difficult for them.
So 3rd and 20 for the Wolves at their own 10-yard line. Obviously ready for the snap. He's dropping back to pass. Owl's got pressure, and he's going to be sacked for a safety. It should be a safety. I don't think he got...
They're going to mark him at the one.
Are they going to mark him at the one? I thought he was definitely in the end zone.
He looked down in the end zone to me, but... What a huge play. I couldn't see who got that sack.
They're saying Giordano.
Sounds like Andrew Giordano with the sack, helping his cause. Number
three, so Kane having the punt deep out of the, like, they're about as deep as you can be pushed back right now.
And I'll tell you, Bradford's.
Here's a snap, and here's the punt, and it's about as best of a punt you're going to get. And it's going to roll out to the 45, to the 46-yard. So 46-yard punt by the Wolves. So Owls will take over in Wolves territory.
I was just going to say before they did the snap that Bradford all year really has done a really good job of putting pressure on kicks, even extra points and things like that. So I was curious to see if they'd potentially get in there and block that kick. But to no avail. And Logan Kohler, I was a little nervous that he was going to go after that ball, but that was a knuckleball. That was way up in the air. He would have had to run about 15, 20 yards to even get to the ball. So I'm glad he decided to just let that one go and keep the ball in positive territory and not risk anything.
All right, so 1st and 10 for the Elks at the Wolves' 46-yard line. Wolves showing blitz, and they do send blitz. And it's a handoff to Tommy Langdon. He gets to the 50. They're going to – well, the ref sticking true to his colors. They mark him down at the – 48.5-yard line, but Tommy did not make it past the 50-yard line, so Bradford catches a break there. So it's going to be a loss of 3 yards, almost 4 yards.
Yeah, again, that front for Kane just putting so much pressure on the offensive line. Tommy, you can't even – from up here, like I said, I can't see down on the field, but from up here it looks like Tommy could have made a cutback and got some positive yardage there, but not quite sure what he saw.
2nd and 13 at the Wolves' 48-yard line. Giordano dropping back to pass. Has someone wide open and overthrows Logan Kohler. And I know that Bradford's going to be looking for a flag, but that was an uncatchable ball.
Yeah, 100%. I trust Logan Kohler to bring that ball in if that ball is put on him.
Yeah.
Logan's a gamer. He's a very good football player. I think he brings that in. If Andrew doesn't sail it over his head, I think if he puts it right on his numbers or
just put it in his catch radius.
Yeah, just put it somewhere in his catch radius. I think I have full confidence in Logan Gore coming down with that.
3rd and 13 for the Owls. And again, we are in the mercy rule here. And here's going to be a handout to Logan. And Logan's got some space. He's out to the 45, and he's going to get out to the 43-yard line. So he picks up 5 yards, and it's going to be a 4th down and 7 for the Owls.
If I'm Coach Puglio, I'm going for this. You got 4th and 7, I believe. Yeah, about 4th and 7. And they will.
And Giordano jumping back to pass and has a receiver. And it's Shirk who almost committed what would have gotten yelled at on the sideline. He had the first down and then backpedaled back. And then he was able to, as he was getting tackled, he was able to lunge forward to save the first down. So heads-up play, not heads-up play for sure.
I was about to start yelling at him from up here. Because I'm getting ready to just go forward. Just get the first down and worry about the rest of it later.
1st down and 10 for the Owls at the Wolves' 35-yard line. Giordano ready for the snap out of shotgun. Wolves showing blitz, and they do send blitz, and it's going to be a quick screen to Logan Kohler, and it bounces off of Logan's chest, and it's going to fall incomplete. Will be a 2nd and 10 for the Owls.
Rare drop for Logan Kohler, who I literally just said I would trust to catch just about any ball thrown at him, but I think he was hearing a little bit of footsteps around him.
It happens.
got his eyes pulled up a little too soon. Didn't look it all the way in.
So second and 10 at the Wolves' 35-yard line. Coming out of the traditional wing team, here's the snap. It's going to be handed off to Tommy right up the middle. And Tommy picks up 4 yards, maybe 3 yards. We'll call it 3 yards. It's going to be a third down and 7 for the Owls.
Yes. Typical Bradford play. Inside handoff to Tommy Langdon. Off to the right-hand side, able to run a little bit. But, again, that front for Kane has been impressive so far.
So expect Kane to send the house here on this third and long. And they don't. They only rush three. Giordano rolling to his right, looking for a receiver. Throws an interception. And he gets out to the 25, and the ball came out again.
I think Bradford might have recovered that.
So Bradford does.
I think Bradford got it back.
So
what? That's a.
Well, I'll have to see.
Yeah, Bradford. Bradford still has the ball.
Yeah, so Giordano throws the interception, and then the interception by Kane. He fumbles it, and it's going to be because of it was a change of possession. It's going to be an automatic first down for the Owls.
It was Hayden Hollebeek on the interception. Yeah. Dropped it. Got it punched out.
So Giordano out of shotgun, out of the wing tee. Now Giordano's going to go under center after Tommy instructs him to. And here's a snap, and Gio dropping back, and a little confusion out of the backfield. And Gio's going to rush to the right, and I think he may have picked up a yard. It's going to be 2nd and 9 or 2nd and 10, depending on where the ref spotted, and they are at the Wolves' 24-yard line.
Yeah, there was a little bit of miscommunication there between, looks like the entire Owls offense, because Tommy Lane is telling Gio to go under center. They ran into each other after the snap. Max Warner's lined up wide left. Closest to us.
And all the blocking went left and Gio went right.
Yep, he had Max was kind of throwing his hands up like, what's the play call? And so just a little bit of miscommunication there for the Owls.
So 2nd and 9 for the Owls, so they do give Gio a 1 yard gain. And he's out of shotgun and he's dropping back the pass and pressure again. And Gio throws it up and that's going to be a touchdown by Braylon Austin.
Yeah.
And may have gotten away with a push off, but I didn't see anything. And our third quarter Toji's contestant, Robert Brown, you are the recipient of a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they hadn't scored this quarter, Robert, you would have gotten a lunch special, but you get the free value pack meal from the family restaurant by Toji. So congratulations, Robert Brown. And yeah, big play by Braylon Austin using the size over the undersized cornerback. So the Owls chip away at the score. It's 42-6 with 4:15 to go here in the third quarter. And Keisha run for the extra point.
Yeah, Braylon Austin, I think did get away with a little push off, but
and the Owls a lot of confusion here. I don't think they were expecting to score, and had about 3 or 4 kids coming out on the field late. And now we're going to get a penalty flag. And someone from the Owls just got jacked up. Whoever 24 is.
Tevin Watkins.
Just got jacked up of the whistle.
He got absolutely flattened by somebody.
So it's going to back him up. And we're still in Keyshore range, I believe. You said he's a soccer player?
Yep. Oh, yeah, we're still within his range. How accurately it is,
different story,
is up for debate. But the leg strength, I have no doubt that he can get it there.
All right, so on for the extra point now, and here's the snap. Kick is up, and kick is going to be no good. And again, Tevin Watkins got jacked up again on that play. That's twice in a row. So the score will be Kane 42, Bradford 6, with 4:15 to go here in the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to teamminard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We had a 23-yard touchdown pass from Andrew Giordano to Braylon Austin. Extra point was no good. And the score is 42-6, Kane, And again, we are still in the mercy rule because we are not within 35 points of Kane. The clock will stop if we are able to get within 35 points, 35 points or fewer. So Bradford getting ready to kick. And if I'm Bradford, I'm considering doing an onside kick.
Taste your own medicine?
Yep. We'll have to see what they do, though. Keyshore ready for the kick, and here's the kick. And Keyshore's going to do a little pooch kick and stay inbounds. And it does.
Great kick.
And it's going to be returned at the 17-yard line by Kane. And a couple flags coming out. He's up to the 35, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50. It's all pointless because it's coming back, but he gets out to the 46-yard line.
Who's that down for?
And we do, I think that might be Logan Kohler down. We have an Owls player down and two penalty flags, two separate penalties.
Hopefully that's not Logan and it's not the same ankle that he's been dealing with.
Well, to see, he's being tended to.
Like we said, he was kind of up for debate if he'd be playing both sides of the ball tonight because of that ankle.
Yep.
So.
If it is him, I thought I saw long hair. So I'm speculating.
You know what they say when you assume.
Yep. You make peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
That's right.
So it's going to be a block in the back against Kane. It's two of them. There was two block in the back. So that's going to bring the ball way back for Kane. They had it all the way down to the Owls 46-yard line. So
spotted at 12 after the penalty.
So that's going to be a 50-yard penalty, 52-yard penalty by Kane at the end of the day. Wipes up 52 yards.
So while they're tending to the injured Owl, I've been looking at this field all night.
Okay.
Because they have the staggered colored field. It's not one consistent color. They have the light green and the dark green. And I'm trying to determine if I like it or not.
I do like it. New turf field. I think this was installed a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago. Yeah. Okay. So he's able to get up off his own power.
That's Matt DeCasper.
Oh, Matt DeCasper. So, does he have long hair?
I don't think so.
He might.
He doesn't have the golden locks.
No, he doesn't have
the
golden
locks.
Yeah.
Logan Kohler, a year from now, if he was only a junior, we might be seeing him with Troy Polamalu hair flying around out there. It's kind of a shame we don't.
DeCasper's a senior too, isn't he?
Yes.
Dang, another year of him would have been nice. So the penalty yard just pushes the Wolves back to the 12-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 at their own 12-yard line. So the Wolves here in the second half not having the best start. They have to punt from their half-yard line, and then they give up a touchdown. Now they're at their own 12-yard line. Here's a snap. There's going to be a keeper for Navasel, and he's going to keep it. He's going to get up to the 15-yard line. He picks up 3 yards. It's going to be a second down and 7 for the Wolves. As the clocks tick, and we're just under 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
I will say that was a very good read by Bradford's defense, because that was a good play fake from Navasel. But Bradford's defense, their defensive line, I believe that's not Tevin Watkins over there, is it? That is Tevin Watkins over there, outside linebacker. He made a good play. Stayed home and did a good job.
So here's the play. It's going to be a handoff to Anderson, and he gets out of the backfield. Poor tackling by the Owls, who could have had him balled up for a 3 yard loss, but instead turns it into a 3 yard gain. And it's going to be a third down and 4 for the Wolves.
Yeah, again, they have an opportunity for a negative play and start slowly swinging this momentum in their favor, and they're just not able. And I can't even tell you who it is because they're so – it's like they get stuck in mud and they sprint back to go make a tackle. And it's frustrating.
So third and 4 for the Wolves. Navasel under center. Bradford showing blitz. Navasel changing the play. Doesn't like what he sees. Bradford sticking with the blitz. And Bradford sends everyone, and the gamble pays off.
There we go.
And it's going to go for Anderson with the carry. Is going to go for no gain. So it's going to be fourth down and 4 at the Owls' 19-yard line. And Kane's going to be forced to punt.
Yeah, that's Caden. That's Caden Keyshore, who we've called quite a bit the last couple of weeks. Him and Bryce Thomas get in there and make a really nice play on Anderson, who hasn't been bottled up very much in the backfield. And kind of surprised to see Kane punt here with how aggressive they've been all night.
That's going to be a fake punt. And he's going to get out to the 25-yard line, and it's going to be good enough for a first down. So, Kane, speaking of aggressiveness, bite your tongue, Ryan Mackey.
I guess so.
They heard you up here.
I think they did.
The coaches heard you up here, and they're like, oh, yeah, Mr. Mackey, Sir Mackalas.
Matt Bodimer said, you watch this, sir.
Hold my water.
Call us conservative.
So first down and 10 at their own 30 or 27 yard line. And high snap for Nuff, so he's able to get the handoff to Anderson, and he's out to the 30, to the 35, to the 40, to the 45, and he's going to be tackled at the 49 yard line. And that's obviously good enough for a first down. It's about an 18 yard pickup for Anderson.
Yeah, Tommy Langdon had to come up and clean up that fight that was going on with Fabian Shirk and Anderson, because Anderson was trying to stiff arm Fabian Shirk in the next week. And Tommy comes over from behind, but Kane, really, really good job blocking, just opening up holes, not doing a good job not holding. They're just well coached.
Motion in the backfield for Kane as a handoff to Anderson again, right up the middle, and he's going to pick up 3 yards as he crosses midfield, and that's going to be a second down and 7 at the Owls' 48-yard line with just under 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Who is that gave Kyle Anderson a bear hug? It's Jacob Habers again.
Jacob Habers.
Gave him a bear hug and said, no.
No soup for you.
You ain't going nowhere.
Kane's going to have to run a play.
Nope.
They don't necessarily
have to. I think they will, but they necessarily don't have to.
All right, Bradford showing blitz. It's going to be a keeper for Navaso. He's out to the 50, the 40. This is coming back for a hold, and it's probably going to be a horse collar too.
So blatant hold on Caden Keyshore in the backfield.
Yep. So they don't call the horse collar on the out, so it's going to be a holding.
And I was going to say they did not call the horse collar, which I'm surprised. That far ref, Matt Bodimer might have a word with that far ref, because his parents might have a word with that ref.
Probably,
that was.
So after the holding call, it's going to be Kane 42, the Owls 6. That's the end of the third quarter. We will be back with fourth quarter action. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you suffer from moderate to severe arthritis, knee, hip, or shoulder pain? Do you suffer from hand arthritis or plantar fasciitis? Have you been told that you're not a candidate for a joint replacement or don't want a joint replacement? Injections no longer manage your pain? If yes, then transarterial musculoskeletal embolization, or TAME, is a non-surgical treatment option now offered at Allegheny Vein and Vascular. Dr. Robert Tejera offers a minimally invasive procedure that blocks abnormal vessels in the joint that are responsible for inflammation and damage to the joint, leading to pain, stiffness, and swelling. This quick, safe, and nearly painless office-based procedure is covered by Medicare and many other insurances. Please call their office at 814-368-8490 to schedule your consult today. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call today and tame your pain.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We are getting ready for the fourth quarter. The Owls down 42-6, and Kane, after the hold play, it's going to be a second down and 18 at their own 42-yard line. So the clock should start rolling because it's still in the mercy rule. Navasol ready for the snap, and he's going to take it to his left, and he has blockers out. He's out to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, makes a cut, and he's going to get brought down at the 45-yard line. So he picks up 13, maybe 14 yards, and it's going to be a third down and 4 for the Wolves.
From sitting up here, did see a couple holds that were not called. But Navasol takes that ball to the left-hand side. Jacob Habers actually recovers from his defensive tackle spot and makes the tackle.
That's crazy to make the tackle 15 yards down the field playing defensive tackle.
Yeah.
So third down and 4 for the Wolves, and Navasol is going to drop back the pass. Al show him pressure, and they're going to get him in the backfield. And that's Caden Keyshore with a big sack. Navaso is going to be sacked at his own 42-yard line, so Kane's going to be forced to punt.
Yeah, Andrew Giordano provides the initial pressure, makes Navaso kind of get off of his rhythm, makes him get out of dodge for a second, but Caden Keyshore came firing in to clean it up.
Number three, Tyler
good,
Schaefer.
Good defensive stand for Bradford. It's what they needed after.
So Kane getting on the punt. There's the punt. That's a high punt, but not going very far. It looks like it's going to be fair caught at the 33-yard line by Logan Kohler, and that's where the Owls will take over. And the Owls here in the fourth quarter, Sue Yeager. If the Owls score here in the fourth quarter, you're going to win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls don't score, Sue, still going to get that lunch special from Toji's Substation. So best of luck to you, Sue, and hopefully the Owls do get on the board because Toji sounds delicious. Even after pounding five hot dogs, I would have a Toji sub.
What was your go-to for them?
At Toji's?
Yeah.
Cheeseburger with gravy and fries. And the score, 42-6. Clock is running, 9:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's going to be handout to Logan Kohler. He's going to get out to the 34-yard line. And it's going to be second down and nine.
He has a quick little handoff to the right-hand side for Logan, not able to get anything going yet again for the Owls. And I'm kind of surprised that Kane at this point still has her defensive starters in. I think they may have subbed one or two guys in and out, but for the most part, they still have their starters out there.
Well, I think it's because they're waiting for Bradford to do it because normally the losing team's the
one to pull the plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Bradford's not doing it. I don't see Kane doing it either. They might be keeping them in to get reps for the playoffs. So here's a snap. Judon dropping back the pass. And throws a ball up that is about 15 yards over the head of Logan Kohler. I don't know if he was throwing that to the cameraman that is down at the 25-yard line, but overshot Logan by a good 15 yards.
I really wish Gio had just a split second more because I think Max Gow, who was playing out of the slot on the far side opposite of us, was about to break free from his route. And it would have been Andrew could have threw that exact same ball towards Max Gow, and Max would have caught it for a touchdown.
8:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. Giordano dropping back to pass on the third and long. And it's going to be tipped, and it's going to be caught. Logan Kohler in the right spot at the right time off of the tip passes. He's in the middle of his route. The ball just hits him in the hands, and he catches it. So what a play by Logan. It's going to be good enough for a first down. That's a pickup of 15 yards. And it's going to be first down and 10 at the Wolves' 43-yard line.
That was a really nice ball by Andrew Giordano. Fabian Shirk just needs to get his head turned around sooner. I don't think Fabian was expecting it to come in so hot either because that ball was rifled in there.
That was a whiz missile. So first and 10. Now the Owls are coming out of wing T. Shirk in the motion. They hand it off to Shirk. He's trying to get to the outside. Tries to get a stiff arm. And he's going to go nowhere. And he's going to lose almost 10 yards on the play. So the Wolves not fooled at all on the play.
That's unfortunate because Logan Kohler completely whiffed on his block on the outside there, which allowed the corner for Kane to come down and make that play. And Fabian Shirk had absolutely nowhere to go on that. They give him a loss of 9 on the play.
9-yard loss. So second down and 19 for the Owls. Giordano dropping back the pass again. And there's a screen and almost intercepted by Kane. So Kane starting to understand the screen game by the Owls. This will be a third down and 19 with 6:40 to go here in the fourth quarter.
That was a really, really nice read by Aiden Ecker. You could tell he fired off the ball, knew that the screen was coming, read it, and immediately backed off of his pressure, was able to get his hands up, and almost picked it off.
If you're a defensive lineman and you're not getting blocked, you know it's a screen.
Yeah, 100%.
Best way to tell. So third and 19 at their own 48-yard line, and Kane sending everyone and Gio gets the ball off, and it's not going to be enough. It's going to be a completion of 9 yards, so it's going to be fourth down and 10 at the 43-yard line.
Logan Kohler again having a really nice day on the receiving end, especially with that little extra tip pass that he just received a few plays ago. So now your Bradford
Well, you're going fourth, for it. Yeah.
You're obviously going for it at 4th and 10, given the position that you're in. But curious to see if they come back out with that. And that's kind of where I was wondering.
4th down and 10. Kohler in a motion. Makes the trips to the right. Giordano dropping back to pass. Throws up a pass, and that was overthrown by about 12 yards that time, intended for Warner.
Max Warner, yeah.
Max Warner, and it's going to be a turnover on downs, and Kane will take over at their own 43-yard line.
If you're Max Warner, he's a sophomore, he's a young kid. I don't know if he was expecting that ball to come out sooner and more directly to him, and Gio thought that he was going on more of a go. Because Andrew just launched that, and Max kind of stopped. Just kind of stopped his route, you know what I mean? And just was, but then Gio launches that ball, expecting him to go on his go route, and actually would have been open. He had the size advantage, had the speed advantage, probably catches that ball at least for a first down, which would have been huge for Bradford.
So Kane does call a timeout, and I think it's going to be a quick timeout as they're already getting ready to go back out onto the field. So, yeah, Kane, if you're at 4:57 to go, the Owls down 42-6. If you're Kane, a couple first downs kind of seals the game.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because you're going to be running the clock.
Curious to see. Looking to see on Kane's sideline to see if they have pulled anybody.
I see a starter that's out. Two starters. So they might keep Navasol out there. But, yeah, this timeout's basically to get the probably the JV team ready.
I would assume so. Bradford still has their starters out there.
Put your hands together. Kane Area High School cheerleader.
I do not see Navasil or Anderson out there.
I do not either. So, clock's rolling. 4:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. Owls down 42-6. And here's a snap for Kane. It's going to be a handoff right at the middle, and the ball's fumbled. And if you ever wanted to pick up 3 yards in a wild way, that's one way to do it, is to fumble it off your belly and then the knee it. Forward, so it's going to be 2nd down and 7 for the Wolves.
I'm not sure who that running back is. I believe looks like it's 22. That got it, but he, Ben McCormick, he, I don't think I've ever seen anybody dive so far in a football field in my life.
He dove wild. He dove like 12 feet.
Yeah, he really did.
So 2nd and 7. Al was showing blitz. And it's going to be a keeper. Can't tell who the quarterback is. And he's trying to get out of the backfield. Breaks the tackle, and he's going to the right now. Got to hold on to that football, son. And he's going to lose, we'll call it, 8 yards, almost 9 yards on the sack.
Yep, there was a bunch of owls there. Giordano was there. Max Gow was there. I mean, they were all over that.
So the Wolves did sub out. They have their whole JV team in, and the Owls do have their starters in still.
Which, good experience for the Wolves JV team.
So 3:20 to go here in the game. And the Wolves waiting for the play. I don't think they have a play in, so they might have to burn a timeout. Or they're going to take a delay game. And Bodimer takes the timeout, and we're going to take a quick break. The Owls down 42-6, 3:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
98 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Kane calls the timeout. It's going to be a 3rd and 14 for the Wolves after the big sack by the Owls, which I think Andrew Giordano ended up getting it.
Yep.
So third and 14, and the clock will start rolling on the referee's discretion here, and there it goes. Obviously, because we are in the Mercy Rule, that's why the clock starts before the ball snapped for those who may have just tuned in. And Kane getting ready for the snap, and he's dropping back the pass, and he just throws up a duck, and it should be intercepted, and it is intercepted by the Owls, and he gets out to the 45, to the 40, down to the 30.
Max Gow.
Max Gow with the interception. And I don't think the quarterback was ready for the play. He just kind of threw up a duck, but nonetheless, the Owls take over, and they are in good field position.
Might have a Toji substation winner.
You might have a Toji substation winner. Sue Yeager, if you're listening. The Owls score in the fourth quarter. You're going to get the free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, Sue, you're still a winner in our eyes. And in Toji's eyes, because you're still getting the free lunch special from Toji's substation. They have all your food needs, from subs, the hamburgers, the hot dogs, chicken tenders, soft drinks. And now we're going to get a timeout by Bradford, which we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to close out the rest of the fourth quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Bradford just took a timeout. They are at the Wolves' 27-yard line. 2:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. Being down 42-6, so Bradford comes out. They are in the wing T. Brady Rosendahl in at quarterback for the Owls. And Brady ready for the snap. We got Keenan Miller in the motion. It's going to be a handoff to Keenan, and he's out to his left. Breaks one block, and he's going to be tackled in the backfield. If he can break that block, he's probably walking in for a touchdown. So Keenan loses a yard. It's going to be second and 11 for the Owls.
That's unfortunate because Chase Neely had just had to get that one block right there and just barely misses it. He gets pulled from the right guard spot, gets pulled to the left, and all he has to do is just make that one block, and I think Keenan's got a pretty big pickup, at least a first down.
Minimum first down.
Minimum.
So second and 11 for the Owls. Now that goes for a one-yard loss for Miller. And Keenan again in the motion. Here's going to be a handoff up the middle to Bentley Evans, who sidesteps, and he's able to get some positive yardage. He's out to the 25-yard line. And it's going to be a third down and eight, maybe seven for the Owls with a minute 45 to go here in the fourth.
Some of these young players, Bentley and Keenan and those guys, they're very – very shifty.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of shake and bake to them.
Keenan used to not be. We used to call him concrete feet. But good to see that his
gotta
athleticism.
Get him on that ladder.
Yeah, it's good to see his athleticism finally catching up to him. So third and eight for the Owls, and here's going to be a handoff to Gow. Makes a man miss. He's out to the 20-yard line, and he's going to get all the way down to the 17-yard line. And that's going to be good enough for a first down for the Owls. And we're getting close to 60 seconds.
Max Gow is another kid who has a very, very bright future moving forward here with the program. He's played a lot of meaningful snaps for us so far this year. Same with Bentley. So those guys, I believe they're both freshmen.
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to be very good for years to come.
Brady Rosendahl and shotgun, and he's going to drop back to pass looking for a receiver. Has Keenan Miller wide open. He catches at the 10-yard line where he goes out of bounds. And the clock's still rolling with just under 30 seconds to go. And it's going to be first down and goal. Or no, it's going to be second down and three. And I think, Bradford's going to call a timeout with 23 seconds to go.
Clock operator is letting it run. He's like, let me get
I'm trying to get out of here, brother.
Get me up out of here. Forget
I got
that
things
timeout.
To do. Let's see. Hopefully, I think you keep Brady in there. Keep him passing the ball.
Yeah.
Why not? Probably not calling a run play because if the run gets bottled up and goes nowhere, it's hard to get set back. But they do have one more timeout left. So Kane sends out their squad. Bradford comes back with their squad. So realistically, you have two plays here because you have the one timeout left.
No, I think you got more than two plays.
You got to think about how quickly can you get back up to the line of scrimmage.
Depends on where the ball goes.
So Rosendahl out of shotgun, two receivers to the left. He dropped back to the pass and is looking for his receiver. Intended for Keenan Miller, and Rosendahl just overthrows him. The clock's rolling, and we're just under 10 seconds. Is Bradford going to burn that final timeout? It doesn't look like it.
I think Keenan needed to break a little bit sooner on that route.
And that is going to do it for your Owls football season as the Owls fall to the Kane Wolves by a score of 42-6. Your Owls finished the season with a record of 1-9. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back with the postgame show with some stats and scoring drives. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com.
Real estate is not a trend, it's a fact of life. Whether you're buying or selling a property, call a professional before you begin your journey. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy will take the time to provide you with the information you need to help you make the best real estate decision. Kathy has years of experience in the real estate market and can educate you in making the right choice. Her motto is, planning is key. Call Kathy Obermeyer with ERA Team VP Real Estate today to discuss your present or future plans. Call 814-368-3994.
When you need help on the road, like a flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles, remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's got your back, 24/7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket. And enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car. And the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. This is your post-game show as the Owls fall to the Kane Wolves by a score of 42-6. The Owls finished their season 1-9 on the year, Ryan. So, yeah, pretty... the score doesn't really dictate how the game went because I thought this was a lot closer game.
Yeah.
Than what was on paper.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a pretty close game, pretty evenly matched. It's just things broke Kane's way a lot more than they did Bradford's way. Mm-hmm. And a couple unfortunate onside kicks really flips that score. Mm-hmm. So excellent effort there for the final game for Jeff Puglio and his coaching career. But, yeah, nonetheless, Owls like finished the year somewhat strong.
Yeah, I mean, it's a positive effort, something to look forward to for next year. I mean, like we talked about a couple of these guys that are going to be back next year and for years to come. And for the seniors, I mean, you didn't want them to go out in any negative way like the scoreboard dictates, but they played hard for the entirety of the game. I didn't see anybody really being lackadaisical or anything like that, mm-hmm. or giving up, or body language. Even the body language was a lot better tonight throughout the night. So, I mean, that's a really good sign. And right now, Coach Puglio's talking with them. Everybody's giving themselves a round of applause for, I'm assuming, would be a positive, good effort tonight and
yep.
all that. So, I mean, like you said, the score doesn't dictate it. They had the two extra possessions for Kane really swung the momentum into their favor.
Yeah, and basically, and do you have stats for us? Because I want to kind of break it down, because like we said, it's what you see on paper isn't what we saw watching this game.
Yeah, so Andrew Giordano goes 10 of 18 for 107 yards, a touchdown, and the two interceptions. Logan Kohler was pretty much bottled up for this game, didn't have a whole lot of opportunities, only had 3 for 6 rushing. Tommy Langdon really bottled up in the second half, goes 11 for 19 for the game. And then Gio's 3 for 8 on the ground. And then Braylon Austin has the one catch, 23-yard touchdown from Andrew Giordano. And then Logan Kohler goes 5 for 64 through the air, and Fabian Schirk goes 2 for 22 through the air. And other than that, it wasn't anything that was really worth mentioning. But defensively, Jacob Babers has the interception, has a sack, made a lot of really nice plays deep into the line of scrimmage for Bradford. Was pretty much the heart and soul of the defense tonight. Him and Caden Keyshore again, who Caden's really stepped his game up the last couple games, and kind of wish he would have been playing like this all year. But really good effort from those two in particular on defense. But yeah, not much to say. It was a tough year, but
that's how the cookie crumbles. I'm going to tell you how we got to our score of 42-6, Ryan. So in the first quarter, Navasol had a 10-yard pass to Preston Dar. And again, all their extra points were good, so I'm not going to tell you extra points.
Yeah.
Evan Anderson had a 33-yard touchdown run that brought the score to 14-0. Navasol had another 1-yard touchdown run that brought the score to 21-0. And then Hayden Hollenbeek had a 43-yard touchdown reception that brought the score 28-0 at the end of the first quarter. And then in the second quarter, Navasol had a 7-yard touchdown run that brought the score to 35-0. And then Navasol had a 48-yard touchdown run with 3:58 to go there in the first half that brought the score to 42-0. And then in the second half, there's only one score in the second half, and that was the 23-yard touchdown pass from Andrew Giordano to Braylon Austin. The extra point was no good because of the penalty on the extra point play. So that's how we get to our score of 42-6. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break here in the post-game show. And when we come back, we're going to name our Model TN MVP player of the game and our Schultz Toyota Collision Center collision of the game as well. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be back. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. This is the post-game show. Again, the Owls falling to the Kane Bulls by a score of 42-6. Ryan, we had a couple of candidates for a Love Toyota Collision Center of the Game or Collision of the Game. Who gets the cake tonight?
We agree.
We did agree
that Mr. Bentley Evans will be receiving the Love Toyota Collision of the Game for this final game of the Bradford Owls season.
Oh, congratulations, Bentley! Hit the big hit.
Did have a big hit, and I wish I could remember the exact time that it happened, because it happened at a time where Bradford really needed it.
It was a sack, right? Wasn't it the sack when he just leveled him? I can't remember if it was on the first half or on a
QB keeper.
Either way, he jacked him up.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, either way.
Definitely deserved it.
So congratulations, Bentley Evans. And our Model TN MVP player of the game, I'm going to go to an unsung hero, someone who doesn't necessarily show up in the stat boards unless he does something incredible, which he did tonight. But he's a lineman, and he's the heart and soul, I think, of the team, and he has been. Someone who's been committed to football, committed to teamwork. He's excellent in the offseason, excellent to his teammates. I'm going to give it to Jacob Abers tonight, our Model TN MVP player of the game. Jake, who had the interception, had a sack, and they called his name a lot on defense. We didn't have defensive stats tonight, like tackle-wise, but his name was called a lot on the overhead. So our Model TN MVP player of the game goes to Jacob Abers. So congratulations, Jacob.
Yeah, absolutely. I think very well deserved. He was in a lot of plays, even plays that he wasn't getting his name called for. He was still putting pressure on the quarterback or making Evan Anderson or whoever was running the ball change directions. And he just did a lot of things that you don't necessarily call out, but was definitely noticed out on the field.
So congratulations to Jacob. So, Ryan, it's our last game. Yep. Any final thoughts on the year or the game?
No, I think Bradford has a lot of really good youthful talent. The freshman, sophomore class, the underclassmen, the eighth graders are coming up. They have some talent that are coming up that if this is in fact Coach Puglio's last game of his Bradford High coaching career, whoever takes over for him next season is going to have a lot of talent to work with as long as everybody comes back and buys into whatever the new coach decides to install and buys into the culture that they now bring. I think they have a chance and they have a tough schedule. They really do. They play Punxsutawney, who's always tough. Brockway, Brookville, all these central Southern PA teams that have some big boys around and have some talent. But I think if Bradford gets the people, the players that I think we should have next year,
yep,
I think it'll be a much different story from this year from next year moving onward.
Definitely. So I think that's going to do it for us. I do want to give a shout out to WESB for allowing me and Ryan to do this. It's something that we have a passion to and we love talking football. I want to give a shout out to everyone who's listening to WESB and listening to us on a weekly basis, or even if you're just tuning in for one game. Shout out to you guys. It's been our pleasure to do it. Shout out to our wives, Alicia and Carly. Without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do this, holding down the fort with the kids.
Yep.
And shout out to Carly's friend Bree, who's there helping with the kids tonight. So appreciate you guys. For my producer at the studio, Igor. For my counterpart, my broadcast partner, Ryan Mackey, I'm Cam Snodgrass. Again, the Owls fall 42-6 to the Cane Wolves. This has been Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.